WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Back here at Allen's Ingersoll Gym, Canton High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Let's thin things down to PA announcer Jim Fluter for our starting lineups.
Now the starting lineups. First off, for the Lady Silver Streaks, number 5, Maddie Boyer. Number 10, Ty Peachy. 12, Sarah Baker. 14, Jessica Howard. And 44, Shelby Pacheco. Head coach of the Lady Silver Streaks is Evan Massey. Another starting lineup for our Lady Giants. A 5'6 senior guard, number 12, Allie Conway. A 5'8 senior guard, number 21, Katie Harkless. 5'9 senior guard, number 23, Brittany Martin. A 6' senior forward, number 24, Stevie Joachim. And a 5'8 senior guard, number 35, Mallory Mosier. Head coach of the Lady Giants, Lane Langhoff. Assistant coach, Steve Joachim. Tonight's officials, Doug Prent, Bob Solberger, and Bill Gasol.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Jim Fluter here at Alice Ingersoll Gym. Just about ready to get things underway. The Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Canton Little Giants. The Streaks in their road black, trimmed in white and silver. Canton in their home white, trimmed in purple and gold.
Well, this should be an interesting contest for the Streaks. Again, this is a very veteran Canton ball club, but it's also a ball club that the Streaks beat last year. Now, last year, the Streaks relied a lot on the inside play, and they ended up getting 22 points from Monika Warner and 13 from Shelby Pacheco, so a pretty good amount of scoring. Just hit 13 points herself, but only 1-for-7 from distance.
In the center circle, Stevie Joachim at 6'4" Canton, and Sarah Baker at 5'9" for the Streaks. Tip one by the Little Giants. Streaks come out in a 2-3 zone. Right baseline, shot is up and good from 15 feet. for Katie Harkless. Sam Canton leads 2-0. Quickly back the other way. Jess Howard fires a three from the right wing. It is good. Nice to see Jess get off quickly. Streaks lead 3-2. 7:37 to play. Quarter number one just underway. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Can't brace it, but turns the ball over as it was Brittany Martin. She got it across midcourt and just really threw it away. She did have somebody open down on the baseline, but didn't get it to her.
Well, they did a good job getting back to the Streaks right there as Sarah Baker was in position in case they did were able to get it in the lane.
Jess Howard, right baseline, another three. It's up and good. Jessica Howard with all six of the Streaks points. They lead 6-2, 7:19 to play first quarter. This is Joachim, breaks the pressure, but her pass stolen away. Back was Sarah Baker, so the Streaks getting back and covering deep this time. Nice look from Sarah under the basket. Shelby Pacheco up off the glass, can't hit it. Rebound tipped out long, going to go to the Streaks as the ball went off of Brittany Martin last.
Great look inside right there by Sarah Baker. She found Shelby right under the basket, and Coach said in the pregame show that's what he wants to see. He wants the twos and fours to get it up the floor in a hurry, and we've seen that two good possessions already.
Line change for the Streaks. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three from the right wing. It's good.
They're going to shoot like this.
Wow. We'll take it. Yeah. Streaks lead 9-2. Also, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson, Sadie Hamilton, Megan Young, and Jamie Johnson into the lineup. Mosier gets an easy two. Has a nice job of passing by Canton breaking the press. Bailey Boyer, top of the key for the Streaks. Hits out high left side. Jamie Johnson, left wing. Megan Young also in there for the Streaks. Johnson with it. Top of the key. Drives to the free throw line. Kicks out to Bailey Boyer. Weaves in front. It gives way to Megan Young. Megan drives into the paint. Kicks out to Bailey Boyer, left wing. Thought about the three. Drives into the paint. Pass to the right baseline. Jamie Johnson for three and got it.
Wow. Four threes out of five attempts.
Streaks lead 12-4. 6:16 to play. Here in the first quarter, pass to the left baseline, 15-footer up, and that bounces around and falls through for Mallory Mosier for the Little Giants. Make it 12-6. Mickey Rodriguez on the right wing, and she's fouled, and looks like they're going to call a little bit tight. It was you talked about this being a physical team. Mosier at 5'8", and a pretty good physical specimen there was all over Mickey and got called for the foul.
Yeah, well, right there, she was not going to let Mickey get up another open three look, so she was all in her shorts, and she took that away and ultimately fouled her.
First foul of the ball game. Back in, Shelby Pacheco, Ty Peachy, Kat Mangieri, Jessica Howard, and Sarah Baker. This is Katarina Mangieri on the dribble between the circles, and pass went into the paint. Ty Peachy was going the other way. Pass went one way, and the Streaks turn it over. This is Allie Conway with the basketball, and she throws it away.
Well, Streaks good trap. Back. Yeah, good trap right there by Shelby and Kat Mangieri. They were able to trap her in the corner. There was no help. Coach Langhoff was yelling for somebody to come back, but nobody from his Canton team heard him, and therefore they threw it away.
Left wing, Jessica Howard with it now between the circles to Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, gives out high left side, Sarah Baker. Left wing to Katarina Mangieri. She'll dribble out between the circles again. 5:34 to play first quarter. Jessica Howard, ooh, a foul is going to be called. I think it was an illegal pick that's going to be called on Sarah Baker. Let's see. Yeah, they're going to say she kind of moved out and and sometimes that's not the person's fault that's setting the pick. Sometimes it's the person that's going around. If they don't come right off their shoulder, it makes the person setting the pick tend to move over and try to get into the defensive player.
Well, ultimately what you want to do when coming off the screen is either, like you said, shoulder to shoulder or even shoulder to hip. So you want to be as tight as possible to not let that defender get through. That's how you make a good pick. And you're right. Sometimes it's not the person setting the pick. It's the person that's coming around just not strong enough.
Now steal by Maddie Boyer on the inbound, so the Streaks get it right back. Maddie looks for help. Now tap of the key, but goes to Jamie Johnson. She'll dribble right as she's in there with Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton. Now Maddie Boyer gets to Jamie Johnson, right baseline. Dribbles into the paint. Scoops up a shot with the left hand off the glass. Can't hit. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. No, it's partially blocked. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound, but gets tied up. And the possession arrow points toward the Galesburg Silver Streaks.
Yeah, a good aggressive move again there by Jamie. She got into the lane. She was able to get a good look. And I think that's what the Streaks are going to end up getting because Canton's over pursuing the three-point line right now.
Maddie Boyer out high right side, right baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. Now back out to Maddie out high on the right wing. Maddie on the dribble gives to Jamie Johnson at the top of the key. Jamie dribbles right, gets a pick from Maddie, drives into the paint. Now kicks out to Mickey on the right baseline, fires up the three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Joachim for Canton, and she throws it away. I think they're just getting in such a hurry themselves, wanting to get it up to the other end of the floor. They're just kind of letting errant passes fly.
Well, and Coach Langhoff talked about that with me before the game, and the fact that the first game of the season, they turned it over 38 times, and he was a little afraid of how fast his team would get moving here against this press.
Sarah Baker with a three, top of the key, bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Martin, or rather Mosier, for Canton. Now under the basket, right side. This is Martin, lays it up off the glass and got it. So Martin with her first basket, and now a charge is going to be called on Bailey Boyer. Tried to take it down the lane on the right side, and it was Martin that got there and drew the charge, and that'll be the first foul on Bailey, second team foul on the Streaks.
Actually, no, it's just one team foul, offensive foul. So, no. Oh, well, I guess, okay.
Yeah, because Sarah had gotten the other one there.
That's
4:28 to play first quarter. Streaks lead 12-8. Now wanting some confirmation for the officials over at the at the scorers table. I'm not sure if they're wondering.
They don't know. They were saying 34, and so the Streaks don't have a 34. So I think that's what they're
just
clarifying. It's just number four.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's. I think you're absolutely right.
Because he originally signaled 34. I didn't really know who he was calling.
Yeah, and Bailey was the one that had the ball. So, yeah, now that up on the scoreboard, it does say. Yeah, Bailey Boyer. Full court pressure from the Streaks, and it comes to Brittany Martin. She lost the ball, goes to the floor, pops out, and now it's going to go off Canton.
I think that was a bad call there. As you were saying, what happened was Cat Mangieri went to the floor, couldn't pick it up, but it looked like it went off the shoe of Stevie Joachim.
Bud Canton gets it back, full court pressure. Now steal by Katarina Mangieri. Here's shots blocked from behind by Joachim. Looked like Joachim got a piece of Cat's arm as well. Now Martin has it across midcourt right side. Goes to the right wing to Jessica Thum into the game for Canton. Now this is Martin, right baseline, tried to get it to Thum. Stolen away by Shelby Pacheco. Bodies flying everywhere under the Canton basket. Now Jess Howard fires a three from the right wing. Off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Joachim for Canton. She'll give way to Caitlin Garlish, who's also in for Canton. Now on the left wing, this is Mosier. Lost the handle on it.
I think Sarah Baker just got away with a kick because she stuck her foot out to knock that away, and I think it went off her leg.
Jessica Howard with a three from the right wing. Got another one. That's her third of the quarter. Make it 15-8 Streaks. I think Canton's a little bit shell-shocked at this point as well. This is Garlish. Gets it to Martin. She'll get it across midcourt. Goes to the right wing to Thum. Out high right of the center circle. This is Joachim with it. Now to Martin. Turns around. 15-footer is up and good for Brittany Martin.
Something we need to watch during this game. It looks like Martin and Mosier, two thicker players, to be kind. It seemed to be getting a little winded coming up and down the floor this often. I've seen Martin and Mosier already in the first quarter with their hands on their knees several times, and they've been a little slow getting up and down the floor.
Into the Galesburg line, Amy Johnson, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Jennifer Markley, and Mickey Rodriguez. A couple of subs for Canton as well. Beth Wilson in. She'll replace Joachim. Right wing, this is Jennifer Markley. Yeah, she traveled with it, stopped, and took an extra step after she gathered the pass.
Good
in.
Call right there.
3:16 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 15-10.
On the behalf of five threes, they haven't even scored from inside the arc yet.
Full court pressure again on the dribble. This is Conway across midcourt. Pass stolen away by Jamie Johnson. They tried to get it long to Wilson. Jamie back there playing free safety and got it. Kicks out to Mickey Rodriguez. Right baseline. Three is away and good. Second for Mickey in the quarter.
Well, and I guarantee Coach Langhoff right now just cannot believe that the Streaks have hit six threes in one quarter.
And a 30-second timeout called by Langhoff. And like I said, he mentioned in the pregame, he said, well, you see it on film, you hear about it, but until you experience it, you don't know what it's like. And I think that's what he's seeing right now as he calls the 30-second timeout.
You don't expect a team to come out and go 6-for-9 from the three-point line, which the Streaks are currently sitting at. Only three misses in their first nine. He's probably telling his team right now, you've got to get out on those shooters. And I would assume Coach Massey's saying right now, once they start coming out at you and running out at you, just dribble right by them and take the layups.
3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 18-10. They'll pick up with full court pressure. Inbound comes to Conway, and she lost a handle on it, now gets it back. Looks over the defense. Gets it now to Garlish across midcourt. This is Martin. Long down court pass right side to Thum. 10-footer up off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Wilson. High off the glass and got it. Wilson gets her first basket. Make it 18-12. Quickly back the other way. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three from the right wing. But she traveled. Kind of caught the pass off balance. She was trying to get her feet set to get the shot off. But picked up the pivot foot in the process.
Yeah, she did. And realistically right now, outside the fact that they have 9 turnovers, Canton's actually shooting it pretty well. They've only had 1 miss in this game. So they're 6-for-7. But the Streaks just have been able to get 9 turnovers. scores, and that's been the difference.
Conway drives in on the right side. Left-handed shot up and no good. Shelby Pacheco with the rebound. Long down court pass. Jessica Howard stops on the right wing. Fires a three. It's way short. And the rebound goes to the floor. Bailey Boyer and Thum going after it. Now Megan Young comes up with it. And a jump ball is called, and the possession arrow points toward Canton. Looked like Young and Jessica Thum got tied up with it.
Yeah, Tom, how often do you see Megan Young in the middle of things, though?
All the time.
Yeah, she's a scrappy player. She hustles, and she gets right in there on any loose ball she can get her hands on.
Back in Joachim, she'll inbound for Canton. And it comes to Garlish, full court pressure. Now this is Joachim across midcourt, left side. Down it goes to Wilson on the blocks, left side. Should have been a travel, no call. She lost a handle on it, goes to the floor. And now we've got another tie-up as Jessica Howard dove in there with Wilson, and it goes back to the streaks.
Well, good job right there by Jess Howard to get on the floor once that ball became loose, because what happened is she tried to pass, the Canton player tried to pass it back out, and the ball got tipped because she had a trap coming on, converging on her.
Bailey Boyer, top of the key, left wing. It goes to Shelby Pacheco. Now out high left side. It's Sarah Baker. She'll fire the three. It's long. Rebound comes to Shelby Pacheco, right side. Lay it up off the glass and got it. Shelby got away with a little bit of a push on that one, but we'll take the two. Make it 20-12 streaks with 1:59 to play here in the first quarter. Now a call on the inbound. They're going to get Megan Young for a hold on Allie Conway. That'll be the first foul on Megan, 13 foul on the streaks.
Well, the streaks finally scored a basket from inside the three-point arc there with Shelby's two. So far, offensive rebounding, always a key stat for Coach Massey. The streaks have four offensive rebounds early on in this one.
Line change for the streaks. Sadie Hamilton, Katarina Mangieri, Mickey Rodriguez, Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson back in. Joachim to inbound for Canton. And it comes to Conway in the backcourt on the dribble. Long downcourt pass. And now another one thrown away. It was it went to Mosier in the front court, and she just once again she saw somebody open under the basket, but the defender got between her and the pass, and she just let the pass fly anyway, went out of bounds.
Well, this is a senior team, this Canton team, so I wouldn't be surprised if as the game goes on they start to perfect their defense, and we see less turnovers. So the streaks need to take advantage.
Long three from Mickey Rodriguez from straight on. Off the mark. Rebound comes down to Conway for Canton. Conway across midcourt. Trapped up now by Ty Peachy and Katarina Mangieri. Letting the elbows fly. Finally lets the pass go. Mosier fires a 13-footer from the left wing and got it. That's six for Mosier. Make it 20-14. Streaks 1:25 to play first quarter. Ty Peachy drives in right side and she's fouled. Nice job by Ty. She was between the two twin towers there in Wilson and Joachim. The foul goes against Joachim, and Ty just... She got herself so deep, she almost had to take the shot, and she was able to draw the contact.
Well, yeah, and a good job by Ty getting to that position like you're talking about, and she was able to keep her dribble alive so that she didn't run into to Joachim and cause a charge.
First free throw up and good for Ty Peachy. Shelby Pacheco, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker back in for the streaks. 1:22 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 21-14. Final game before the holiday for the streaks. Second shot up and good for Ty Peachy as well, and she'll be replaced by Bailey Boyer. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure, leading 22-14. Joachim to inbound for Canton. And it comes to Conway. Now gets it across to Harkless. Harkless across midcourt, left wing. Now left baseline. A three is up by Mosier and good. So Mallory Mosier with 9 of Canton's 17. Now a long downcourt pass to Shelby Pacheco. She's looking for help. Has to kick it back out to Jessica Howard. And we're going to get a 3 in the lane. It was Canton's fan section helped call that one. Shelby got too far into the basket when she caught the pass and finally got the pass kicked out, but didn't get out of the lane once she got the pass out there.
Yeah, that's one of those things you got to be wary of. Post players, they have to learn how to count to that 3 in their head.
And now another ball just absolutely thrown away by Conway. She was still in the backcourt, tried to get it to Joachim, and just totally overthrew her.
Well, 12 turnovers in this first quarter. Coach Langhoff cannot be happy because that was one of the things he thought his team was doing a better job of in recent weeks.
Sarah Baker, top of the key, left wing to Maddie Boyer. Now back to Sarah out between the circles. Now Maddie Boyer on the left wing, and she traveled with it.
I don't know.
They called the travel.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
I thought it was a good job keeping her pivot foot, and she started her dribble, but they thought that she slid her foot, I guess, on the move.
52.9 to play in the quarter, 22-17, streaks lead. Joachim looking to inbound, finally gets it in to Conway. Conway still in the backcourt, now still in the backcourt, and Joachim finally gets it across, goes to the right baseline. Mosier, three is up, and she got fouled by Bailey Boyer. Not a good foul there.
No, not at all, because you'll give up the three there. There's no reason to grab the arm, exactly what Bailey did.
So Mallory Mosier is going to go to the free throw line with three shots for the Little Giants with 43 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
She's been their scoring threat so far. 9 points in this one. She's hit three from inside the arc, one from deep. And she hasn't missed from the field yet, and now hasn't missed from the free throw line. She hits her first one.
They get 22-18, so Canton, despite all the turnovers, like you said, they're shooting well. When they do get it down the court, they're able to score as the second free throw up and good as well. And really, it's kind of strange with them being a senior-dominated team. You wouldn't think they would be making the mistakes that they have because a lot of their just unforced bad passes.
Yeah, and Mosier doing a very good job, like what you said on the offensive end. She hits all three of these free throws, and she had 19 points against Morton on Saturday.
Nikki Rodriguez fires a three from the right baseline. It's short, right on target, but short, and the rebound goes off Joachim. Last streak, they'll have it back. 35.2 to play in the quarter, leading 22-20.
Yeah, and this is a game that the Streaks jumped out to a big lead. They had an 8-point lead at one point last time, 20-12.
Mosier now with 12 points for Canton. Inbound comes to Sadie Hamilton. Now Mickey Rodriguez has it. Right wing goes to Megan Young. Now it's Ty Peachy. Out high left side to Jamie Johnson. Left wing. Mickey Rodriguez fires a three. Air ball. Sadie Hamilton had the rebound knocked away by Joachim. Now Ty Peachy steals it from Joachim. Puts it up off the glass and got it. Nice headsy play by Ty. Megan 24-20 streaks. Now Ty knocks the ball away at midcourt. Knocked it away from Harkless. And the Little Giants will have it with 15.7 to play. They'll inbound at midcourt. It'll be Harkless to inbound, and it comes to drives to the right baseline, picks up, and now her pass stolen away by Mickey Rodriguez. Now Ty Peachy with 10. Ty drives down the right side, ball knocked away. Ty gets it back with 7. Now Mickey Rodriguez with 5. Now top of the key, Jamie Johnson drives in with 3, pulls up with a 15-footer, no good. Oh!
Wow.
Call for a travel. The whistle blew as she was going up for the shot.
She got fouled on the shot. Yeah, I don't know where the travel was. I thought she did a good job. She dribbled in, took a couple steps, and then put it up.
As time runs out, as Canton inbounds it, we have played one quarter of basketball. It's the Galesburg Silver Streaks 24, the Canton Little Giants 20. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll keep it right here. 24-20 is the Streaks' lead after one quarter. And overall, a pretty good quarter. You know, you take Canton's turnovers away, though. I mean, they're still in the game anyway. They're actually shooting the ball pretty well themselves, but just a lot of unforced errors. And like you said, you would expect throughout the game that turnover factor won't be as much as a factor. So the Streaks are themselves really going to need to take care of the basketball.
Yeah, they were 7-for-9 from two-point range, and the quarter, and you can add another three on top of it, 1-for-1 from three-point range. So the Little Giants getting a lot of good shots up, and they I don't think other than the three that they've scored one from outside of about 10 feet, and I think only a couple of them had even been contested.
Streaks with the basketball to start the second quarter. They bring out Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Maddie Boyer, Jessica Howard, and Shelby Pacheco. This is Maddie out on the dribble between the circles. Takes it left, now back to the right, crosses over, down the right side of the lane, shot blocked by Joachim. Sarah Baker down with a rebound, 5-footer up, no good. Rebound comes down to Joachim for the Little Giants. Outlet to Conway, Streaks pick up with full court pressure. This is something I don't think Canton's used to, even on a missed shot, but Streaks pick up with pressure, and we might get a 10 call here. This is Garlish, and finally gets it across to Martin. Dribbles down left side, right side, it's knocked away from Harkless, and the Little Giants will have it back on their own right baseline. Just underway second quarter, 7:28 to play. Streaks lead 24-20. Inbound comes to Martin in the paint, leans in, shot knocked away. Ooh, wow.
They're going to call a foul right here on Sadie or Shelby Pacheco, but I think the reason they called the foul was because Brittany Martin just lost the handle. The ball went out of bounds. It didn't look like that Shelby made any contact right there. But in all fairness, the Streaks also didn't pick up Brittany Martin in that defensive set. Nobody accounted for her. She got an easy pass over the top and then was able to take it right to the hoop.
First foul on Shelby, 15 foul on the Streaks. First free throw no good for Martin. Back into the Galesburg lineup, Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Jamie Johnson, Bailey Boyer, and Megan Young. 24-20, Streaks lead. Second shot for Martin is away and rolls off no good. But Joachim beat the Streaks, got the rebound. 5-footer left baseline, no good. Now Jamie Johnson rips the rebound away from Martin and gives way to Bailey Boyer. Bailey on the dribble, crosses over, gets to the right baseline, or right wing rather, to Mickey Rodriguez. Out between the circles to Jamie Johnson. Back to Mickey, right wing, fires a quick three. It's off the mark. Short, Sadie Hamilton down with the rebound, up off the glass, can't hit. Jamie Johnson gets it, loses the handle, ball goes to the floor. Martin comes up with it and gives way to Garlish. Garlish runs down, knocked away by Mickey Rodriguez, and Garlish is going to touch it last. It's going to go back to the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Nice hustle getting back by Mickey Rodriguez. Also on this end, Megan Young and Jamie Johnson going to the floor after that loose ball.
Yeah, good hustle, and we've seen that constantly from the streak team. They play with a lot of passion during the game.
Megan Young, left wing with it, gives to Jamie Johnson. Top of the key now on high right side. Bailey Boyer back to Jamie. She'll dribble right, gets a pick. Stops at the free throw line. Now top of the key to Bailey Boyer. Left wing, Megan Young. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Kicks out on the right wing to Mickey Rodriguez. Now she'll penetrate just inside the free throw line. Gives to Sadie Hamilton. Drives in. 10-footer up and no good, but a foul's going to be called. I believe it's going to go Joachim, and that'll be her second foul.
It looks like right now Cannon's sitting back in a 2-3 zone that they're extending out when the girls are on the three-point line. The Streaks aren't doing a very good job moving without the ball, and what happens then is that you get yourself stuck in a situation where not a lot of ball movement is able because there's nobody open.
Sadie Hamilton at the free throw line hits her first point of the ball game. Streaks lead 25-20, 6:35 to play here in the first half. Second shot for Sadie away. That one is good as well. And she'll be replaced by Shelby Pacheco. Also Ty Peachy, Sarah Baker, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard in for the Streaks. Checking in for Canton is Jessica Thumb. She'll replace, Garlish. Also back in, Mosier in. And this will be Martin to inbound against the full court pressure. Shelby Pacheco up playing the ball. Martin looking, and nearly stepped over the inline before she got it in. Now Joachim has it, knocked away from Joachim by Ty Peachy and stolen. Now Jessica Howard, right wing, drives in, kicks out to Ty Peachy on the right baseline. Ty goes to the wing, now dribbles into the paint, kicks out to Jess Howard. She'll fire the three off the mark. Rebound comes down to Sarah Baker in the paint, leans in, puts it up, bounce off, no good. Rebound tipped around, and the ball goes to the floor. It's going to go back to the Streaks. I believe it was Joachim that hit it last. Yeah. Nice job once again by the Streaks on the offensive glass.
Yeah, good job. And I'm surprised Jess Howard got a pretty open look at the three there. After getting burned in the first quarter, you would have thought they would have been jumping out at her a little stronger.
On the inbound pass went to Sarah Baker right under the basket. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she was hammered from behind by Brittany Martin. That's her first. And the 14 foul now on Canton. So Sarah Baker goes to the free throw line with two shots for the Streaks. Sarah has not scored yet tonight. Galesburg leads 26-20. First shot rolls off no good. 6:13 to play here in the first half.
Well, again, free throw shooting, this game is too close. And as we've talked about, it's always good to hit those free throws.
Second one up and good for Sarah. Make it 27-20. Full court pressure, long pass is stolen right at midcourt by Sarah Baker. Now Jessica Howard on the right wing, stops and fires a three. Got it. That's her fourth of the game.
I guarantee you, Brittany Martin wasn't thinking she was going to rise up from about 3 feet behind the line.
Megan 30-20, Streaks with a 10-point lead. Now passes errant, but Joachim comes up with it for Canton. Runs it down left side, stepped out of bounds right in front of the Streaks bench. Tried to walk the tightrope there and couldn't keep control of it. And the Streaks will get it back on another Canton turnover. 5 to play in the half. Streaks lead 30-20.
This is the high mark in the game for the Streaks. Now with a 10-point lead, this is the biggest lead they've had all game.
Back in for the Streaks. Maddie Boyer gets it inside to Sadie Hamilton. Kicks back out, and a travel called on Sattel. She was kind of triple team when she got it down in the paint. Tried to kick it out to Megan Young, but got called for the travel beforehand.
Yeah, we didn't have a good view of that one. I thought it looked like she kept her pivot foot, but again, like you said, it was tough to see.
Inbound, kicked away by Sadie Hamilton. Also, Jamie Johnson, Megan Young, Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez in for the Streaks. Wilson back in for Canton, replacing Joachim. 5:46 to play first half. Inbound nearly, well, it's knocked away by Maddie Boyer. Mickey Rodriguez comes up with it, gives to Maddie on the right wing. Three-pointer in and out, no good. Sadie Hamilton down with the rebound, but gets tied up by Mosier. And the possession arrow points toward the Canton Little Giants. But another offensive rebound for the Streaks.
Yeah, and a good aggressive play by Sadie, too. She almost had that ball ripped away.
Ball comes in to Mosier at midcourt. She'll dribble across the timeline left side. Trapped up. Ball knocked away by Sadie Hamilton. Goes to the floor. Guess who? Megan Young diving after it. And she's fouled in the process by Brittany Martin. Unfortunate for Martin. I think she was going after the ball, but she Megan had gotten there already, and she just kind of landed on top of her as she dove after it.
Right, and you and I have talked about this, Tom. It was one of the toughest fouls for a player to occur is when both players have equal possession. And to me, if it's a 50-50 ball, and as long as nobody gets really hurt, there's let it play on.
Nikki Rodriguez, long three from the right wing, in and out, no good. Megan Young with a rebound, kicks out to Mickey. She'll fire another long one, off the rim, no. Bounces across, and Mosier coming down with a rebound for Canton. Down it goes to Thumb, cross, not yet across midcourt. Now they get it across to Harkless, and she cracked with the basketball.
Yeah, she knew it, too.
Yeah, she wanted to make the pass to Wilson on the baseline, but Jamie Johnson stepped in, so she took a step instead of making the pass, and the Streaks get it back on the Canton turnover with 5:07 to play in the half. Jennifer Markley, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy back in for the Streaks.
Yeah, and Katie Harkless definitely knew. She looked right at the official and gave him a little smile.
This is Jessica Howard, three from the left baseline, up, no good. Rebound weak side off the hands of Jennifer Markley. Wow. They called Jennifer for a foul?
Yeah, I don't think that foul.
No, she had her hands up on the ball, and it just as the ball was kind of getting tipped up and Harkless came down with it, Jennifer got called for a foul. That'll be her first, and that is the 16th foul now on the Streaks, just under 5 minutes to play in the half. Could have been a foul there on Katarina Mangieri for a push. They didn't call it. This is Martin with it. Gives way to Harkless now across midcourt. Nope, they throw it away again. Threw it right over the top of Thumb. She couldn't get to it, and the Streaks get it back on another Canton turnover.
Yeah, I have them at 15 turnovers right now. So that's really been the story of this game. As we keep saying, the Canton Little Giants are shooting the ball pretty well. They just can't get the ball over the half-court line.
4:50 to play. First half, Streaks lead 30-20. This is Jessica Howard between the circles, out high left side. Katarina Mangieri back to the right wing to Jessica Howard. Now Mangieri, now Ty Peachy. Ty on the dribble, gives to Sarah Baker out high on the left side. Swing it to Jessica Howard, brings it back out, gives to Sarah between the circles. Ty Peachy dribbles into the paint, now kicks out to Sarah Baker. Back to Ty Peachy out high right side. Ty puts it on the floor, now gives to Sarah Baker. Now Katarina Mangieri to the left wing. Tried to get it to Jessica Howard, knocked away by Mosier. Streaks will inbound from the far sideline. And another line change for the Streaks.
Quick point here, Tom. The Little Giants are playing 2-3 zone. When the girls get the ball on the wing, if they're not going to shoot the three, they need to dribble and collapse the zone. Then they can kick it back out to the three-point shooters.
Comes into the high post to Shelby Pacheco with the free throw line. Kicks out to Bailey Boyer. Now right baseline, Mickey Rodriguez. Gives to Bailey Boyer. Now top of the key, Jamie Johnson. Out high left side, Maddie Boyer. She'll fire the three and got it. First basket of the game for Maddie. And make it 33-20 Streaks. Full court pressure. This is Martin on the dribble. She'll get it across midcourt. Goes to the right baseline to Mosier. Fires it on top of the three-point arc. It's a two. And Mosier gets another basket. She's got 14. Make it 33-22. Mickey Rodriguez, three from the right wing, is no good. And Maddie Boyer is going to be called for going over the back. A little too aggressive going off after the offensive glass that time. That'll be the first foul on Maddie. And we'll walk to the other end. Canton will have a chance of the one and bonus in the form of, I believe, Brittany Martin.
Well, again, aggressive play, but unfortunately for Maddie, she's got the distinction of being one of the shortest in stature on the floor, so she almost has to over-try sometimes.
So Brittany Martin will go to the free throw line. She missed two earlier. She's got 4 points in the ball game on a couple of baskets in the first quarter. First shot is up, no good. Wilson down with a rebound, puts it up off the glass and only hits glass. Shelby Pacheco gets it for the Streaks. Her outlet is knocked off the leg of Bailey Boyer. Now she gets it back. Streaks have a 5-on-4 right now. Maddie Boyer, left baseline, three is good. Second of the ball game for Maddie, second in a row. Make it 36-22 Streaks. Full court pressure. And it comes to Conway. Now this is Thumb across midcourt to Mosier. Nice look underneath to Wilson. Gets it up off the glass and in. Nice ball movement that time by Canton. Make it 36-24 Streaks. Top of the key, Jamie Johnson dribbles right. Now kicks out high left side to Maddie Boyer. Left baseline to Bailey Boyer. Back to her sister Maddie. Looks over the defense. Gives out high right side to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles right. Now spins back toward the paint and swings it over to Bailey Boyer. Top of the key to Maddie. She lost the handle on it. Gets it back. Now gets to Jamie Johnson. Jamie, he didn't have anybody on there initially. Now drives into the paint. Stop. Yep, she traveled with it.
Yep.
She made a jump stop and then took an extra step after she got there. 2:55 to play in the first half. Streaks lead 36-24. Back in, Sarah Baker, Ty Peachy, Katarina Mangieri, Jessica Howard, Sadie Hamilton. Martin to inbound. In it comes to Conway. Conway on the dribble across midcourt, left side. Nice pass to the right side. It goes into Mosier. She gets it up and in. Got a push from behind called on Ty Peachy. That'll be her first foul. So Mosier having a pretty good night so far.
Well, right there, Ty Peachy just has to lay back. Once she sees that she's gotten beat, any contact when the girl's going up with an uncontested layup, you know you're going to call for a foul.
Mosier with 16 of Canton's 26 points. 2:49 to play in the half. 36-26 streaks lead. Shot is up a good. She's got 17. 36-27. Ty Peachy on the dribble on the right wing. Goes to have the key to Sarah Baker out high left side to Katerina Mangieri, left wing. Jessica Howard. Now Katerina Mangieri fires a three. Oh. Banks it in from an angle that it's really hard to bank from. We'll take it. Katerina Mangieri with her first basket. Make it 39-27. Now pass knocked away by Ty Peachy. Sarah Baker comes up with it for the streaks. Now Ty Peachy on the dribble across midcourt, right of the center circle, left baseline to Katerina Mangieri. Dribbles out, gives to Sarah Baker out high on the left side. Sarah dribbles right between the circles. Now comes to the right wing, picks up and gives to Ty Peachy between the circles. Left wing goes to Katerina Mangieri, left baseline Jessica Howard. Back to Katerina Mangieri. Now it's Ty Peachy to Sarah Baker. Fires a three from the right wing, short. Rebound comes out long, run down by Mosier, nearly tied up by Sadie Hamilton. Now a jump ball. Yeah, thank you. She kind of handed it to him once, turned and got it away, and turned right into both Katerina Mangieri and Sadie Hamilton in the trap that time.
Yeah, and what she's got to learn is that you got to get it up in that strong position with the elbows out and kind of unintentionally clear your space, because if you got those elbows out, as long as you're not trying to injure, you're just trying to keep your, you shouldn't be called for the foul.
Streaks keep it on the alternate possession. 2:01 to play. Inbound comes to Mickey Rodriguez. Megan Young's in as well. Mickey fires a three from left wing. In and out, no good. Rebound off the hands of Shelby Pacheco. Mosier runs it down for Canton. Gives way to Harkless across midcourt. Gives to Martin, top of the key. Now left wing. Driving on the left side, Conway can't hit the shot. Joachim down with a rebound. She lost a handle, but I think it went off of Jamie Johnson's foot last. Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Shelby Pacheco, and Bailey Boyer in for the streaks.
Joachim busy on the board so far. Five rebounds for her.
And Joachim fires from right on top of the three-point arc. That's the second time they've shot one right there. That one is up and good. And that's her first basket. Make it 39-29 streaks. Jamie Johnson, three from straight. Got it. Another one. Well, too bad we're not home. Somebody would be getting a free triple cheeseburger tonight. Now steal on the inbound. Megan Young can't hit it off the glass. Shelby Pacheco leans in. Ooh, got called for the charge. She did put the shoulder down, but I think Martin just kind of went down just hoping they were going to call it. Shelby got called for the foul. That's her second. So Canton will bring it the length of the court with 1:22 to play in the half. Streaks lead 42-29.
Already 11 three-pointers to the streaks in this game.
I wonder if we can get a free triple cheeseburger down here, too. I'm guessing not.
Yeah, I don't think they'll honor that.
Probably not. Right wing, this is Mosier. Nice give and go to Harkless. Runs in up off the glass. Rolled out, no good. Just too hard with it. It was a nice play. Sarah Baker with a rebound. Ty Peachy with it now. Drives down in the paint for the streaks. Gets to Sadie Hamilton. The baby hook is up and good. Nice move by Sadie Hamilton on a nice feed from Ty Peachy. This is Harkless. Joachim now has it across midcourt left side. Two-on-two break into the paint. His right side, knocked away by Sarah Baker. Ooh, wow. I mean, the ball was nearly handed to Sarah. She knocked it away, and Sarah's going to get called for the reach. I think the officials just want to slow the action down a little bit, too.
Yeah.
44-29, streaks lead, 55.5 to play here in the first half. So going to the free throw line, Mallory Mosier, she's got 17 points for Canton, and that's the 10th team foul on the streak, so she had two at it anyway. Hits the first. She's got 18 of Canton's 30. 44-30 streaks lead. Coming up at halftime, we're going to get a chance to chat with Carl Sandburg College women's head basketball coach Mike Bailey, as well as our halftime stats and more coming up. Second free throw no good. Shelby Pacheco down with a rebound. Gives to Sarah Baker, brings it across midcourt. Now right wing, Ty Peachy on the dribble, drives in, kicks out now to Maddie Boyer on the left wing, fires a three, it's short. Rebound comes out long, goes to the floor, and who's going to get it? Now another tie-up. Maddie Boyer's in there. Shelby Pacheco as well. And the possession arrow points for Canton this time with 37.7 to play here in the first half. Mickey Rodriguez back in for the streak. She'll replace Maddie Boyer. Canton will bring it for three-quarter court. Joachim to inbound. Streaks will pick up with pressure. Joachim still looking. Finally gets it in to Harkless. Now right baseline to Mosier. Pass tipped away. Harkless able to. Side, nice job by Harkless. Tipped it over to Maggie Harris, who got it up and in off the glass. Now quickly back the other way. Probably another clean block right there. Shelby Pacheco, she was bringing it up for the waist. It was Mosier got in there, reached in, got a hand on the ball, but they called the foul on that one, too.
Well, and like we talked about before the game, coach is really watching for that. He wants them pushing that ball up the floor like that, get it inside, and you're going to sometimes get the advantage of that call because you've got such good position.
Shelby misses the first free throw, 25.5 to play in the half. Streaks lead 44-32.
Shelby came into the game only shooting 49% from the free throw line. You'd like to see that number a little higher from her.
Second shot up, that one is good. Shelby with 3 points on the night, make it 45-32. Full court pressure. This is Joachim, and it's nearly stolen away by Ty Peachy. Oh,
late whistle call. Too. Yeah, they're gonna get Shelby with the reach, but that was a late whistle.
Okay, and you know, I kind of wondered what the call was going to be because the official that called it was looking right at the Canton coach as he called it, so I don't know if the Canton coach was complaining about something at that time, but he happened to call the foul, so nonetheless, Harkless goes to the free throw line. First shot is up and good. That is her third point on the night. Make it 45-33. Streaks 22.5 to play. The foul actually it ended up going against Ty Peachy, which was her second of the ball game. Second shot for Harkless up and good. Make it 45-34. Streaks. Maddie Boyer on the dribble across midcourt, right side, right baseline to Shelby Pacheco. Now Sarah Baker on the right wing, top of the key. Maddie Boyer, right wing goes Jessica Howard, fires a three, and I thought that was online. That one was a little bit short. This is Harkless on the run, right side. Sarah Baker there to cut her off, but Harkless gets it up off the glass and in. Harkless with a quick 4 points. She's got six on the game, and
they must have said that Sarah stepped over the end line, and I don't think anybody agreed with that call.
Yeah, because Sarah was just standing there looking at her feet. She was nowhere close. I mean, she was back about a foot behind it, unless we didn't see her step and then step back, and that's what Evan Massey's trying to find out as well, because I didn't see her do that.
No, not at all. And right now, 1.6 left. The Streaks have been allowing them to throw the ball over the top for easy shots. They're going to have to cut down.
And it goes to Harkless, three-pointer in and out at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 45, the Canton Little Giants 36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's a new baby in the family, and life insurance should be utmost on your mind. Pratty Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, has a great life insurance plan that is designed specifically for children. It's term life insurance to age 25 and is convertible at that time to cash building whole life insurance. You can pay in one reasonable guarantee single premium. Makes a great gift from proud grandparents, too. Call Pratty Insurance about life insurance for children from Pekin Insurance.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Canton High School, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. We are at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Canton Little Giants by a score of 45-36. Glad to have you along with us once again. We are joined here at halftime by Carl Sandburg College women's head basketball coach Mike Bailey. Our halftime interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs. Coach, how you doing tonight?
Great. Nice drive down. Good ball game here. Up and down the floor as usual when you're watching the Berg play.
Oh, man. It's doing this up here. It's kind of hard to keep up at times, as you can imagine.
I bet it is. I'm glad I've got my job just sitting down here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your team and your season, how things are going so far. Obviously, a little bit kind of a strange start to the season for you anyway, if nothing else.
Well, it all started in the recruiting process, right? And then what happened to us over the summer. We lost four kids that we had signed over the summer, and for various reasons, too good, too not so good, and you know, with the kids we have left on our squad, we couldn't be prouder of them. They're a great group of kids. We finished with two wins. We started 2-1, finished 2-0. In between, we were 0-6, and, you know, we just had a rough stretch there. Ball handling is a real issue for us this year. Really, the only way to remedy some of the things that we're going through right now is to get out and recruit, and we feel like we're in a good spot in terms of that right now, and that's why we're here tonight.
Yeah, and you know, I know you and I have talked in the past about recruiting and how different it is at the community college level. That there are cases where, you know, you might have a commitment, but you know, sometimes a 4-year school will step in and take them away from you.
Well, I had a 4.0 kid out of high school, Quincy University calls her in June.
Mm-hmm.
Had somebody drop out of their pre-med program. She calls. She says, "Coach, it's going to cost me $1,500 a year. That's room, board, tuition, books, everything, fees.
Yeah.
As long as I maintain a 3.5 GPA, I have that scholarship for 4 years." And I said, "Young lady, you got to take it."
Yeah.
And, you know, Taylor Young from Galesburg, mm-hmm, got a nice scholarship offer, and we were real happy for her. Then we had an academic casualty, and then we had another gal just, you know, she texted me, the way of the future here. It hit me square in the eyeballs here. She texted me, "Coach, my two best friends on the team last year aren't coming back, and I'm not coming back either, and didn't have the courtesy to come talk to me in face-to-face or even a phone call. Now it's text messaging." So, but, you know, we had a rough summer.
Yeah.
Doesn't take away anything from how hard our kids are working this year. And they've really improved. And we're looking forward to the second semester. We had a real good academic first semester. We've got a great opportunity for 4 academic All-Americans.
Really? That's nice.
We should be an academic All-American team for the second straight year. So, you know, we're very proud of what our girls are accomplishing right now.
And, you know, I know one thing that makes it tough for you with losing a lot of people the way you did, you pride yourself on playing a very, very tough schedule. So that obviously makes it a little bit tougher as well. And,
right,
you've had some games that you just weren't in. But
we're not going to compete against some of those teams this year. And we understand that. And that's tough to handle, being a competitor. We're working hard. My assistant coach, last few years, you know, with Rob,
mm-hmm,
he volunteered his time. He runs a business.
Right.
We were very appreciative of what he did. This year I have an assistant coach that's out recruiting with me. We're at, you know, seeing 2 games a night instead of 1.
Right.
You know, there's been some things said about, well, we're not recruiting, we're not doing this, we're not doing that. Hey, I mean, you want to drive with me to Rockford, you want to drive with me to Chicago, you want to go down to St. Louis with me, you know, Burlington, Iowa, to Fort Madison, Iowa, Quad Cities. We're hitting it hard. We do every year. And because we do have a good program at Carl Sandburg, and we have great academics there as well. And so we have a lot to offer, and you know, but we're looking forward to the second semester with these kids because they've improved so much. And to be perfectly honest with you, we had some goals set, and we've almost met our goal, mm-hmm, for win total already.
Yeah.
And we just, what they've accomplished has been a real testament to their character.
Well, let's talk about your schedule coming up, when the fans can come out and check out your squad at John Lewis Gym in the new year.
Yeah, we don't start back till the 5th of January. Mm-hmm. We're off now. We're practicing again on Wednesday, and then we're giving them off until the 2nd. And then we start conference play.
Mm-hmm.
Our conference is loaded this year. One of the downfalls to the Sandburg program being so good in the past is everybody got tired of getting their butt kicked.
Yep.
And they've all loaded up, and we've got 3 teams ranked in the top 25, Division I, Division II.
Wow.
And our league is outstanding this year. We're going to struggle. A lot of teams are licking their chops out there. You know, they're kind of going, oh, this could be a year to get Sandburg. And, you know, that's fine. But our league's very good. We still have games against Illinois Central.
Again, yeah.
Kankakee.
Wow.
South Suburban. So the schedule is very demanding the second semester, and that's the way we've done it every year,
mm-hmm,
to help prepare us to get ready for the tournament, and we're approaching this year no different. That's our goal, is to do well in the league and do well in the tournament, and you know, we're not going to back down off of those goals.
Yeah. One of the things is you got to get out, and no matter what it says on paper, you got to get out and play them on the floor. You never know what can happen.
Yeah, well, the other day we were up 24, you know, and kids were playing well, and we got up, they hadn't been there before,
mm-hmm,
you know, hadn't been there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next thing I know, their team's shooting 2 layups. I called timeout. I said, look, I'm not going to sit here and watch us quit playing just because we've got a nice lead.
Yeah.
I said, you play for 40 minutes. It doesn't matter. So it's been, the teaching has been a lot different this year.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the last 2 games, we actually it was different for this group because they were learning to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like that was one of our problems last year's team is they played not to lose, you know, not
right.
to get beat,
right?
Instead of playing to win. And we're very happy with where we are, and we're extremely proud of the kids we've got right now. And but we understand that it's recruiting's where it's at, and we've got to get some talent out to our campus because we want to compete at the national level. It's where the program's been, and that's where we're trying to keep it.
I would say it's been there, and I know it'll be back there again. Mike, thank you very much.
All right, Tom.
Appreciate your time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Yeah,
you
all have a safe trip back
road.
Home tonight.
Thank you. That is Carl Sandburg College women's head coach Mike Bailey here on the Halftime Show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. We'll take a timeout, come back. Streaks lead 45-36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Bill Butts. In the event that something happens to a parent, a person can provide by will that a guardian be appointed for a minor child. There is also a procedure where a standby guardian can be appointed by court order. This can bring peace of mind to know that a guardian can take over the care and support of a child immediately if the parent or current guardian dies or is incapacitated.
What happens if your family suffers from a loved one's unexpected death? Who will take care of your children? Find the guidance at Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
With a Guardian automatic home standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about blackouts. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of an outage. Guardian generators don't require extension cords, the mess and smell of gasoline, or prior planning. For less than the cost of a central air conditioning unit or a plasma TV, you can have peace of mind of your own 24/7 with your own personal power plant next to your home. For your Guardian automatic home standby generator, call the generator experts at Galesburg Electric. The electricity experts, Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
As a mother, you keep a close eye on your family, watching over them, seeing to their needs, looking after their health. That's why OSF St. Mary Medical Center consistently recruits the best minds in healthcare, from nurses and technicians to physicians and surgeons, and why we offer not one, but 8 convenient clinics throughout the Galesburg area. Learn more online at www.osfstmary.org. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin Halftime Report, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Oh, dude.
Back here at Alex Ingersoll Gym, just underway in the second half. Streaks with the basketball leading 45-36. Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson. Chaz Big, our studio engineer. Jessica Howard, a three from the right wing. Guess what? It's good. Jessica now with 15 points at 12 at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks with a steal. Now Ty Peachy with the basketball running down the right side. Gets to Jessica Howard in the right corner. Now at high right side, Sarah Baker fires a three. Got it.
I guess it was lost on Canton in the halftime speech about covering the three-point shooters, because Jess got a great look and Sarah got a better look.
Now the ball knocked away by Ty Peachy. Mosier gets it back, lays it up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound to Martin, puts up the five-footer, rolls it up and in. Mosier with 18 in that first half. Martin now with six on the game, and the Streaks lead 51-38. Sarah Baker with it on the right wing. Now it's Ty Peachy, top of the key, dribbles right, and the ball stolen away by Conway. She runs it down left side, lays it up with the left hand, and got it.
Kind of surprised that Canton's still running with the Streaks. It didn't seem that they had the endurance to do it in the first half, so I would imagine they're going to get gassed here soon in the second half.
Top of the key, it's Ty Peachy with it, and it looked that way in the first half. Some of these players were really starting to get a bit winded. Now the ball tipped away from Ty Peachy. Sarah Baker comes up with it. Out between the circles, gives to Shelby Pacheco. Now Ty Peachy on the right wing. Ty gives to Jessica Howard. Straight on. Three is off the rim. No. Rebound comes down to Martin for Canton. Ball knocked away by Sarah Baker. Martin gets it back. Dribbles left all the way down the left side. And reach is going to be called on Sarah Baker. Thanks to Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, as they provide our transportation to all road games. Tonight we're driving a 2010 Nissan Xterra 4x4. Get yourself ready for the winter drive. I'll tell you what, this is nice. Come with it when you don't need it. It's two-wheel drive. Just a flip of a switch goes to four-wheel drive. They've got some great incentives right now.
$1,500 customer cash plus $1,000 holiday bonus cash, or you can do 1.9% financing for 60 months plus still that $1,000 holiday bonus cash. So get yourself ready for winter driving. Check out the 2010 Nissan Xterra from Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Inbound to Joachim. She can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Sadie Hamilton. Now it's Bailey Boyer with it. Megan Young in as well, along with Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez. Megan Young left wing, top of the key. Jamie Johnson to the free throw line. Now kicks out, and the ball stolen away by Martin. Martin runs it down left side and took a couple of steps. No call on the travel. Rebound is a jump ball as Jamie Johnson and Mosier got tied up. And the possession arrow points toward the streets. I'll tell you what, Martin coming down, I noticed that on the last fast break and this one, just had absolute tunnel vision. She had Mosier breaking down the right side open. She had her eye on the basket the whole way.
Well, and it's tough. I'm just guessing that she doesn't handle the ball a whole lot. She's not one of their guards, so that's probably why she gets caught up there. And now a foul as Mickey was shooting a three.
Did they call it on the shot?
I think so. I think we're going to see... Yeah, I think we're going to see threes. No?
No, they called it on Sadie Hamilton.
Sadie, which,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, Coach Massey can't believe it because it was away from the ball. There was no need for Sadie to foul because it was called before the shot.
Yeah, Wow. So Canton gets it back. First foul on Sadie. Quickly back the other way. Martin has it on the right block. Shot partially blocked by Sadie Hamilton. Now a foul on Jamie Johnson. Wow. And Martin actually on that one was kind of fading away. And they called Jamie with the body. I mean, really, there wasn't body contact because Martin, as she went up, she purposely faded away to get away from the block.
Now Coach Massey's going to take a timeout here. He doesn't want this game to get away from his girls.
So the first foul on Jamie Johnson, third team foul already on the Streaks here in the second half. 5:36 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks leading 51-42.
Yeah, and the Streaks have done a good job with the ball movement here. I just think that at this point they also have to focus on getting back, because I'll tell you what, Martin and Mosier are going to take the ball to the rim. When they touch the ball, they're going to the hoop. So the Streaks have got to get somebody in there to cut off the dribble lanes. And then ultimately box out, too, because we've seen a lot of offensive rebounds from the few shots they've missed. They have five offensive rebounds I haven't had so far, but they haven't missed very many. Only missed six in the first half, 13 of 19 shooting from inside the two-point line.
Brittany Martin at the free throw line with two shots. High is the first. Actually, I guess the basket was up and in, so she just had one shot at it and converted it. And they get 51-43. Pass underneath. Nice look from Sarah Baker. Shelby Pacheco on the block's left side. Shelby gets it up off the glass and in. She's got five. Make it 53-43. Full court pressure. This is Conway on the dribble. Trapped up. Now dribbles out of trouble. Gets it across midcourt to Mosier. Three-on-two break. Mosier goes right wing to Harkless. Back to Mosier inside. 14-footer is up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound comes down to Martin. Puts it up. Oh. No. And a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Shelby Pacheco.
I didn't like that call either. It looked like there was a clean swipe of the ball, and it was the official farthest from the ball that made that call. And that's always a pet peeve of mine, because if the guy right there watching the play didn't think there was a foul.
So now Martin goes to the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and good. And that's now three fouls on Shelby Pacheco, three fouls on Sarah Baker for the Streaks with 5:09 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 53-44. Martin eyes the second. It's away. This one is short. Rebound comes down to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt. Gives to Sarah Baker between the circles. Sarah dribbles right. Penetrates. Gets bumped by Martin. Oh, and a charge call. Are you kidding me?
No,
he changed the block. Yeah, because he put his hand behind his head initially, was going to call a charge when she had gotten bumped by.
Yeah, and that's what Coach Langhoff is saying right now. Your sign was charged. Now you're going to say it's a block.
But yeah, which is the correct call.
That's the appropriate call. But an interesting thing to note from that last free throw, the Cam didn't even try to rebound it. They sent all of their defenders down to the other end of the floor to set up their defense against the Streaks right there. Very odd to see in the middle of a game.
Mickey Rodriguez fires a three from the left wing, rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped out. Sadie Hamilton nearly runs it down, but it's knocked out of bounds by Joachim. Got to be the Streaks' ball. Oh, you're kidding me.
Well, I actually thought that went off of Sadie's
Did
hand.
Okay.
It looked like Sadie tried to save it back, but...
I thought Joachim had gotten there after her and tipped again. She must have just been kind of chasing it down then. Full court pressure. Harkless gets it across. Nope, she just kind of flings it out there. Conway comes down with it wide open under the basket. Wilson lays it up off the glass and got it.
Well, again, the Streaks have got to get back on that. They're just playing a little too loose. Coach Massey not happy. He's having words with one of the officials.
Yeah, 30-second timeout called by the Streaks. 4:37 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead now is down to 53-46. Once again, thanks to Galesburg, Lincoln, Mercury, Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Check out all their selection. Even have some motorcycles on the four-room show. I was talking to Mike Schmidt in there earlier tonight, and got some nice Harleys in there for sale. Probably not good riding weather now, but some nice bikes on the showroom floor. But
so
check
you
out
get
the,
a deal now.
Oh, you probably could. 2010 Nissan Sierra 4x4 is what we're driving tonight. Some great incentives, 1.9% for 60 months financing, plus the $1,000 holiday bonus cash, or $1,500 customer cash, plus the $1,000 holiday bonus cash. Nissan three-pointer by Mickey Rodriguez, left side off the mark. Harkless down with a rebound for the Little Giants. Down court it goes to Mosier. She's going to stop and fire a three of her own from the left wing. It's long. Rebound comes to Joachim. Leans in up off the glass and got it. Joachim with four and make it 53-48. Now a steal by Mosier on the inbound. Three-on-two break. Mosier fires a three from the left baseline off the rim. No. Joachim goes over the back. Yeah. We're going to call this one.
That's a good call because she did not have position right there. The Streaks were able to get position, and she went over the top. And realistically, that ball came off pretty hard from Mosier. That Joachim probably could have just waited a few seconds, and that ball would have carried to her.
So, Jamie, and that's what, you know, if you block out far enough, box off far enough out, you might get that call sometimes, whether there's contact or not. I don't think the official was in a good position to call it, but Streaks got the call. That's the third on Joachim. Also, Martin with three fouls now, two for Canton.
Coach Langhoff still asking about that call of a block, which the official signaled a charge.
Jessica Howard, three left baseline is short. Wilson down with a rebound for the Little Giants. Off it goes to Conway. Streaks pick up with pressure. Conway across midcourt on the left side. Goes all the way down to the baseline. Gets to Wilson on the block and traveled with it. And are we going to call the travel? Yes, we are. I thought they were going to call a foul, but they did call Wilson for the travel with 3:45 to play.
Well, the Streaks going a little cold on their offense. We've seen this at times. They need to keep with the ball movement. Canton's still playing that 2-3 zone. Somebody's got to attack the zone to collapse and then kick it back out to the shooters.
Jessica Howard on the right wing. Top of the key. Bailey Boyer left wing. Katarina Mangieri now left baseline. Sarah Baker fires a three. No good. Rebound comes out long to Jessica Howard. Kicks out to Bailey Boyer on the right wing. Now Jess, top of the key. Gets to Sarah Baker. She'll fire the three from the left side. This bounces off no good. Wilson down with a rebound for the Little Giants. And I think Shelby Pacheco took an elbow to the nose, and Evan Massey saying, and the official even motioned that that's what she did, and he's saying, no, she was just moving the rebound around, but she was flinging them kind of hard there.
Yeah, and no call on that, and Coach Langhoff's mad because that actually killed his fast break right there, and there really was, usually you allow the fast break to finish before you blow the whistle, and that whistle ends up killing his fast break.
Yeah, unless his team had possession with a player that was injured, and that wasn't the case this time.
Well, I guess he's calling the foul.
I didn't think originally. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Now
they started to give the ball to the Streaks. Now it's going the other way. Yeah, so you're right. They shouldn't have stopped playing in the first place.
No,
until the Streaks got possession back.
Exactly. And going back to that last offensive possession, I'd like to see Sarah Baker take that ball into the hoop. She's settling for the three-point shot, but she's been very effective driving this ball in recent weeks.
Now Joachim turns it over. Like she bounces off the tattoo on her right ankle. I don't know if that's what happened. It looked like it, though. Streaks bringing the length. I just now noticed that.
Yeah.
3:09 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 53-48. Jamie Johnson gets to Maddie Boyer. Thought about the three. Now gives left baseline to Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the three and got it. That is the
14th.
Third of the game for Mickey. 14 overall for the Streaks. Make it 56-48. Conway gets to Harkless. Two-on-one break. Harkless drives in right side. Partially blocked by Jamie Johnson. Wilson down with a rebound. Puts it up. Can't hit. Now Wilson goes over the back. I hope they're going to call it. Yes, they are. It's either going to be on Wilson or Mosier. I think it'll be Wilson that got the call. Yep, it goes against Beth Wilson. That'll be her first. And that is now just the 13th foul on Canton here in the second half.
Well, and a good initial play by Jamie Johnson. She was able to block that shot. I believe Harkless was the one that put that up. So a very nice play by her to stop the drive.
Streaks bring it the length of the court. 2-2 to play third quarter, leading 56-48. Left wing, Jennifer Markley with it. Top of the key to Jamie Johnson. Gets to Ty Peachy out high right side. Left wing, Mickey Rodriguez. She'll fire the off the mark. Rebound comes down to Maddie Boyer on the weak side. gives to Jamie Johnson. Jamie drives into the paint, stops, kicks out to Mickey. Now top of the key, Maddie Boyer fires a three off the bottom of the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Joachim for Canton. Now this is Garlish with it into the Canton lineup to Mosier. She lost a handle on it. And they're going to give it to the Streaks. I thought it went off one of the Streaks. I mean, she lost, but I thought as she lost the ball that it bounced off one of the Streaks. But the official looked like he was trying to get something out of his eye at the time. I'm not sure they actually saw what happened. He had stopped and was kind of rubbing his eye, and I don't know. Streaks get it. We'll take it. 2:08 to play. Back in, a line change for the Streaks. Megan Young has it. Sarah Baker between the circles. Right wing to Bailey Boyer. Back to Sarah between the circles. Also, Jessica Howard, Shelby Pacheco in for the Streaks. And Bailey let the pass fly before Jessica was going to get open on the right baseline. Bailey let the pass fly without looking, and Jessica hadn't even gotten around the pick yet, so it goes out of bounds. Streaks turn it over.
Well, it was a good idea. What they were doing was the Streaks were trying to fake a baseline run in order to shut Shelby for the pick. But like you said, the play developed a little slower than Bailey thought.
Wilson misses a shot on the right baseline, and the rebound comes down. They're going to say it went off the Streaks last. Wilson traveled before she went up with a shot. No call. Canton gets it back with 1:49 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 56-48. Conway to inbound, and it comes to Wilson on the right block. Leans in, up off the glass, can't hit. Rebound to Shelby Pacheco. Outlet, Bailey Boyer across midcourt right side. Bailey on the dribble, drives all the way down right side. She's bumped by, I think it's Mosier that's going to get the call. Does go against Mallory Mosier, and that is her third foul now. So the three big guns, Martin Mosier, and Joachim all with three fouls now for Canton, so that'll become a factor as well. Top of the key, Bailey Boyer with it. 1:36 to play. Now Jessica Howard, right baseline, three-pointer up, no good. Shelby Pacheco with the offensive rebound, gets hammered on the putback. Can't put it in, but Wilson picks up her second foul, and Shelby Pacheco will go to the free throw line with two shots.
Well, interestingly enough, not only is Coach Langhoff trying to help his team keep the shooters under control, so is the crowd. What looks to be the student section on the far side of the floor from us is pointing out the three-point shooters for the Streaks every time they come open.
Shelby Pacheco misses the first free throw. 1:31 to play in the third quarter. 56-48 Streaks lead. Ty Peachy, Jamie Johnson, Mickey Rodriguez, Katarina Mangieri back in for the Streaks. And waiting to check in for Shelby, I believe, will be Sadie Hamilton. Second shot up and good for Shelby Pacheco.
Shelby now 2 for 4 from the line in the game.
She's got 6 points on the night, making 57-48. Sadie Hamilton does come in. Full court pressure. This is Conway on the dribble. Gets it across midcourt. Gives to Garlish on the left wing. Garlish picks up. Gives to Joachim between the circles. Now on the left baseline, Conway dribbles in.
Wow,
a clean block by Sadie Hamilton. I mean,
wow.
There was no way there was body contact. Slapped the ball out of bounds. Wow.
I'm surprised by that call because I thought she did everything right. She kept her body away. She went up with just her hand. She didn't try to bring the arm down. She used just her hand, and still they called the foul.
And, I mean, we could hear the slap of hand on leather and not on skin as the shot was blocked. Free throw, first one, no good for Conway. So that's the second foul on Sadie and the 15 foul on the Streak. Second shot up and good.
And again, Canton not even playing for the rebound. They're conceding the rebound to the Streaks and getting their defense back.
Yeah, dropping back in that 2-3. Now Katarina Mangieri gets to Mickey Rodriguez. Left baseline, three-pointer partially blocked by Joachim. Oh, they're going to call the foul, though. They say she got a piece of Mickey's arm, so Mickey Rodriguez will go to the free throw line with three shots.
This guy works the game at a much slower speed than I think everybody else because his whistle is about 30 seconds slow on each call. Because that ball was actually rebounded by, I believe it was Sadie.
Yeah.
Got the rebound. It was looking at putting it back up before he even made the call.
First free throw good by Mickey Rodriguez. And again, I don't know that there was contact because she was inside the three-point arc where she jumped and kind of flew past Mickey. And I saw she at least got a piece of the ball anyway. I didn't think she got any arm. Second free throw is no good. That was the fourth foul on Stevie Joachim. So she goes to the bench, checking in for Joachim. Maggie Harris replaces her, a 5'7 senior. Third shot for Mickey is up, and this one is good. And they get 59-49 Streaks.
Push it back to a 10-point lead.
1:07 to play third quarter. 3-on-2 break. Harkless has it knocked away and stolen by Katarina Mangieri. Gives to Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt right side. Drives down the right side of the lane. Kicks out to Mickey. Right wing. Three-pointer is up and good. Let's see.
That ties
14 for Mickey. That,
That 50, how many is that for the game now? The pass is knocked away by Ty Peachy.
15 on the game.
62-49, so 15 threes for the Streaks on the game. 45.9 to play third quarter. Line change for the Streaks. Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, Sarah Baker, Bailey Boyer, and Jessica Howard. And it comes to Harkless on the right wing. Fires a three, and Maddie Boyer got a piece of her. So I think this is the most fouls on three-pointers we've seen in a game. This is, I think, what, the third or fourth tonight. So going to the free throw line with three shots will be Harkless. And that is the second foul on Maddie Boyer, 16th foul on the Streaks. First shot up and good for Harkless. She's got seven on the night, make it 62-50 Streaks, 43.9 to play third quarter. Second shot up and good.
She shoots these free throws without effort. She's 4-for-4 now in the game, and she just flips them up there, and they go right through. Back iron and good. Very pretty shot.
And the third one is up and good as well. No, that one bounced off. It was right on target. I just assumed it was going. Sarah Baker down with a rebound. She'll bring it up herself. Jessica Howard, right wing, fires a three. It's short. And the rebound comes down to Wilson for Canton. Wilson looking for help. She could have outlet it to Conway. Finally got it to her. Conway behind the back dribble. Not across the timeline yet. Finally gets it to Harkless. Now to Wilson on the block left side. Can't hit the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up. Got it. And Sarah Baker's going to be called for her fourth foul. Well, we talked about this being a very physical team, and this young lady, Wilson, at 6'1", pretty good size as well, has been very physical in there and got it up and in that time. Not a great shooter, but makes her presence felt.
Yeah, and she's getting the rebounds. I have her at 7 rebounds. She's got 8 points so far in this one. So a very good contributor for a junior off this bench on and like we talked about, a senior-heavy team. And, again, conceding the free throw rebound.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they were lined up, and Coach Langhoff told them to get off the lane and get back. Free throw up and no good. Rebound Jamie Johnson. 18 seconds to play. Bailey Boyer with it. Just to Jamie, left of the center circle. Streaks are going to work for one.
This is very abnormal compared to what we've seen from this team. Usually they go right after it.
Now 8 seconds to play. Jessica Howard with 6. Now Maddie Boyer gives to Jess with 3. Now she'll stop and fire a long three, and she got fouled on it. Well, she may have gotten fouled. They called it. It's going to go against Conway.
That's exactly what you didn't want if you're Coach Langhoff right there. There's 0.5 left on the clock. You're going to send the Streak's best free throw shooter to the line.
Yeah, I mean, and she was really, Jess wasn't even getting a good shot off. She was actually off balance as she tried to put it up. First shot is up and good for Jessica Howard. She's got 16 on the night, make it 63-53, half a second to play, as Eric mentioned. Second shot up and good. That was the first foul on Conway. Both teams now with 17 fouls, so both teams will be at the free throw line for the rest of the ball game. Third one up and bounces off, no good. Rebound comes out long, and it's grabbed by Garlish, and the third quarter comes to an end. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead 64-53. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Want to save 20% on your insurance? Insure your home and auto with Shelter Insurance, and you could save up to 20% on your homeowner's insurance. I'm Amy Howard, your Shelter Insurance agent in Galesburg. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call me today at 343-2428.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at BillGaitherPhotography.com, and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team begins play in the 2009 Charleston Holiday Tournament at 5:45 Monday against Edwardsville. Coverage begins after Galesburg High School girls basketball against Urbana on WGIL.
Grinnell College, their men's team, they shoot is threes, and they just run and run.
Welcome back to Alice Ingersoll Gym. Eric Gibson alongside Tom Meredith. Tom explaining the streak system to a Canton fan, and it's... he was a little confused, huh, Tom?
Well, they were wondering about the substitutions, because he thought we were saying, how can they just run in like that? He thought they were kind of doing it like hockey. I explained, so it's been a dead ball every time. The officials wouldn't let that happen.
you definitely don't realize how many dead balls there are in a game until you watch the team play the system.
Exactly. Shelby Pacheco nearly traveled with it on the right baseline. Kicks out to Jennifer Markley. Now Ty Peachy between the circles. Fourth quarter just underway. Streaks lead 64-53. Jessica Howard is to Maddie Boyer just outside the center circle. Now Jennifer Markley with it. Gives to Shelby Pacheco.
Streaks being patient on the offensive end. Now Jessica Howard, top of the key, dribbles left, gets open, and fires a three from the left wing and got it. Yeah, nice move by Joss.
Well, interestingly enough, this official that has the mixed signals called it a two and then called it a three.
So, 67-53, Streaks lead, 16th three of the ball game. Right baseline, this is Martin, dribbles in, pulls up with a 10-footer, air ball, rebound comes down to Jessica Howard, hands off to Ty Peachy. Ty gets it across midcourt right side, 7 minutes to play. Now Jessica Howard gives to Jennifer Markley, top of the key, left wing, Maddie Boyer. Maddie looks over the defense, hands off to Ty Peachy, she'll bring it back out near the center circle and give to Jennifer Markley. Now Shelby Pacheco with the top of the key, right wing, give and go to Jennifer Markley, ball knocked away from behind.
I think if she would have let that go, it would have been out on Joakim, but what happened was that ball got knocked away from Markley. She went in to try to save it, and she touched it out of bounds. But I really think that one went off Stevie Joakim.
Yeah, as Jennifer tried to save it in bounds, couldn't get there, but I agree. I think it would have been the Streaks ball had she not tried to. Line change for the Streaks. Sadie Hamilton, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Bailey Boyer, Jamie Johnson in. And now a steal by Mickey Rodriguez on the full court. Hammered from behind by Joakim.
No call.
That would have been her fifth, but the ball is going to go back to the Streaks. I mean, that was an absolute hammer job on that shot.
Yeah, and Coach Batson's asking why there was no whistle blown.
Inbound comes to Mickey Rodriguez on the right baseline. Dribbles out to the wing. Now out right of the center circle. Bailey Boyer gives top of the key to Jamie Johnson. Jamie dribbles right. Goes to the blocks right side. Stops. Nearly traveled again. Canton fans wanted it. Now it's Bailey Boyer between the circles. Out high left side to Sadie Hamilton. Now Jamie gives right wing to Bailey Boyer. Give and go to Sadie Hamilton. Leans in. And now we're going to get, I believe, if it goes against Joakim, it's going to be your fifth foul. And this was way less contact.
Yeah, I was going to say, this one I would almost call a clean foul.
Yeah.
The scoreboard only has her at four fouls now.
Let's see. Okay. So Joakim picked it up. And I had that as her fifth foul. So apparently that was only her fourth, but Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line, hits the first.
She's 3 for 3 in the game now.
That's 5 points for Sadie, make it 68-53. 6:15 to play in the ball game. Streaks with a lead, final game before the holiday break, and of course we'll have Charleston Holiday Tournament action coming up next week, next Monday. Now the outlet pass from Joakim went right through the hands of Conway. She just took her eye off of it, and the Streaks get it back on another Canton turnover.
I've had 24 turnovers, but they've really slowed down the item. 17 in the first half, 12 in the first quarter. So since that first quarter, they've only had 12 combined.
6:10 to play. Bailey Boyer on the dribble. Now picks it up, gives to Jamie Johnson, left wing. Jamie hands off to Megan Young. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Picks it up, now looks for help. Gives out high to Bailey Boyer. She'll dribble right, goes to the baseline, picks up. Now looking for help and gives to Sadie Hamilton out high on the right side. She'll hand it back to Bailey. She'll bring it back out. Give to Jamie Johnson, top of the key. She'll stop and fire the three. Off the rim, no. Rebound fought for by Young and Joakim. And now a foul's going to be called on Megan Young. Another kind of a late whistle on that one. Megan called for the reach. That'll be the, second foul on Megan. We'll walk it to the other end for a chance of the one and bonus for Joakim.
Assuming that the officials realize it.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There we go.
Letting the subs come in. Now we're going to walk it down.
Well, interestingly enough, nobody from Canton even jumped out at Jamie there as if they didn't respect her three-point ability, but she's now 2 for 3 in this game, and the two that she had came early in the game, but still.
Yeah, you would think the way they've... I think part of it is just tired legs. You can kind of see them all with the hands on the hips. I think they're getting a little fatigued at this point.
Well, I think this is where Coach Massey wanted to be at this point in the ballgame. He talked about the fact that he didn't think that the depth was all that great on this Canton team.
Joakim hits the first free throw, make it 68-54, 5:46 to play in the ball game. Joakim, a 6-foot senior, eyes the second. It is up and bounces off, no good. Shelby Pacheco down with a rebound.
Oh, what are they calling the foul on here?
Are you kidding? They're calling a foul on Shelby Pacheco?
Yeah, Martin just slipped and fell.
Yeah, she lost her balance. Shelby went up and grabbed the rebound. Martin, there wasn't even any contact. Martin just fell to the floor, and the official blew the whistle and then just stood there and looked at both players and then called a foul on Shelby Pacheco. Are you kidding me? Wow. I mean, he just stood there and looked at him for a good 3 seconds and then decided he was going to call a foul on Shelby, and that is her fourth foul now. Martin's free throw is up and good. Wow.
That was a big turn potentially there, because not only does it put Shelby in foul, big-time foul trouble, but it also has a chance to make what would have been a one-point possession into a three-point possession.
I mean, it's absolutely no contact, and a timeout is called by Lane Langhoff for
Canton. That's going to be a 30-second timeout, 5:45 to play in the ball. I mean, just absolutely no. I think the official just didn't know what to do. He had blown his whistle just because he saw somebody fall, and then he just didn't know what to do and thought, okay, well,
yeah,
there must have been contact.
Well, yeah, and again, it was the official farthest from the play, and I don't think he had a good view of that play at all, and should definitely not have been making any calls regarding who the foul was on. The baseline official who's standing there looking at the play didn't even blow his whistle.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously Shelby had inside position, got the rebound, had her hands on the ball, and Martin had just kind of lost her balance as she tried to go up after it and just absolutely fell.
Yeah, just a bad call. Obviously, we're going to see that through the course of games, but you'd hate to see it affect. And now Canton's going to play a 1-3-1, it looks like, defense, extending it out to half court.
Well, that'll
be
interesting.
Martin playing the free throw line.
That'll be interesting. We might get maybe a baseline shot. This is Ty Peachy on the dribble, right wing. Gives to Jess Howard, top of the key. Wide open three is up and good.
Great play run right there by the Streaks. They were able to bring Jess up from the baseline, get a screen, I think it was by Shelby, a screen at the free throw line, taking Martin out of the play, and open her up for the wide open three.
Is that 17? Did that tie her high? Is that?
I have 17, so that ties the season high, and I believe is good for second in tying the second place in state history.
This is Harkless, gives left wing to Mosier. She'll fire a three of her own. It's short, rebound comes out long to Ty Peachy for the Streaks. Ty on the dribble, breaks the trap, gets it across. Gives to Jennifer Markley, top of the key. And, I don't think she picked her pivot foot up. Jennifer faked and came up with a left foot. I thought she kept the pivot foot down, but they called her for the travel with 5:16 to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 71-56. Streaks will pick up with pressure. Can't inbound from in front of their own bench, and it comes to Martin. Now to Harkless across midcourt. Stops at the top of the key. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles right. Now gives out to Joachim. Now out left to the center circle. Garlish found a tried to get it to Harkless on the right baseline, knocked away by Ty Peachy, and the Little Giants will have it on the right baseline. Maddie Boyer, Mickey Rodriguez, Megan Young, Sadie Hamilton, Jamie Johnson check in for the Streaks with 5:05 to play.
According to the stat sheet, Coach Massey had Galesburg hitting 18 against Morton, which I think I only had them at 17.
Yeah, Joachim just fouled out of the ballgame. She went over the back of Sadie Hamilton on the missed shot. And we'll walk it down to the other end. Sadie Hamilton goes back to the free throw line. Could be a late one getting out of here tonight. 5:01 to play. Thank you. That's right, Coach Massey going for win number 700 tonight. So we got the 700 win sign here, just in case. Looking good so far. Joachim fouls out of the ball game with 5 points on the night. Overall, played a pretty good game for the Little Giants, but got herself into some foul trouble. And Sadie Hamilton goes to the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus. 18 fouls now on Canton. And Beth Wilson will replace Joachim. Wilson with some size, but not nearly as athletic as Joachim out there on the floor for Canton. So Sadie at the foul line with a chance to win a bonus. She's 3-for-4 on the night. Eyes of first. It's up and good.
Sadie shoots with the real straight-legged, and usually late in the game that's tough to get enough power up to that rim, but she's been able to do it here, 3-for-4, so or 4-for-5 so far in the game.
Second one up and good as well. Not a lot of arc on it, just kind of hit the front iron as it went over, and the Streaks lead 73-56. This is Martin on the dribble across midcourt, right side, gets to Harkless, drives down, kicks out to Mosier. She'll fire three from the left baseline and got it. Mosier's first basket of the second half after 18 in the first half. So she's got 21, and the Streaks lead 73-59. Megan Young on the dribble, top of the key. Looks like Canton's gone back to that 2-3 zone now. Ball knocked away from Megan Young. Harkless comes up with it. Now Martin has it tipped away by Mickey Rodriguez, and now same thing. I mean, it should have been a no call as Mickey went for the ball, and she tripped and fell, and Martin tripped and fell over the top of her, and they called Martin for the foul. So, I mean, the wrong place, wrong time. And to me, it should have been a no call because by that time, I think Maddie Boyer had the ball already. So Mickey Rodriguez now goes to the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus. And that is, let's see, Martin. That was her fourth foul now. 4:32 to play in the ball game. 73-59, Streaks lead. Oh, wait a minute. Are they saying that's...
No, they only have
four. No, that's not right. Okay, now they're saying that's the 10th team foul. I don't think that's right, though, unless they just recounted because they'd had eight on the board before, so now Mickey's got two shots anyway. First one is up and good. And she'll have the second coming, 74-59. Second shot is up and good as well.
Well, I just recounted my stat sheet for Morton, and they did have 18.
They did have 18, okay. So 17 this game for the Streaks as far as the three-pointers go. This is Harkless, right baseline for Canton. 4:25 to play. Martin leans in from the right side, up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped out. Conway runs it down, leans in with the left hand, up off the glass, no good. Wilson down with the rebound, just throws it up there off the glass and got it to fall. And Coach Langhoff calls a timeout, and looks like it's going to be a full timeout. We will take one as well. 4:13 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 75-61. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Lock your keys in your car, have engine trouble, or run out of gas? You can't predict what might happen while you're out on the road. With Pekin Insurance roadside rescue coverage from Craddy Insurance in Galesburg, you will have peace of mind service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Call Craddy Insurance today for more details about why you should have this. One call does it all roadside rescue claim service from Pekin Insurance. You'll put your mind at ease.
Even when you know you need legal advice, you might find yourself hesitant to contact a lawyer. It doesn't matter how you got where you are. What matters is getting you where you need to be. Roberts & Wilcox & Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street in Galesburg, and on the web at galesburglaw.com.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
.413 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead 75-61. Tom Aradoff along with Eric Gibson. Galesburg with the basketball. They'll bring the length of the court. Jamie Johnson, Ty Peachy, Maddie Boyer, Shelby Pacheco, and Jessica Howard on the floor for the Streaks. This is Maddie Boyer on high left side. Top of the key. Now brings it out between the circles on the dribble. Picks it up. Now gets to Ty Peachy right of the center circle. Ty on the dribble. Brings it back to the right side. And Streaks are going to run a little bit of clock. Rather unusual. This
well, they're
going
to have to start passing the ball around because it's going to be close to a five-second call because they're guarding all over.
So Ty's going to bring it back out. And got it to Jamie Johnson. Brought it back out. Now drives into the paint. Kicks out to Jamie. Thought about the three. Drives in. Stopped at the free throw line. Kicks out to Ty Peachy. And she'll bring it back out into the center circle.
They're pretty much doing a matchup 2-3 zone.
And Evan Massey got a timeout. Looked like they were trying to call a thought they were going to call the travel on Ty. I thought she'd gotten bumped from behind on the trap, but Evan Massey got the timeout as Ty had gotten trapped up and calls a full timeout, another full timeout. So we'll go ahead and take another timeout as well with 3:24 to play, and there are 3:34 to play. Galesburg leads 75-61. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision.
Shh! You did not just...
Look at that dish. Seared squab with foie gras.
And that thing that just raced by?
With my appetite.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision...
Foie gras.
Out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Hi, this is Jim Lee from the WGIL Morning News. Make sure and join us tomorrow at 8:40 as we give away the first of our gift baskets for Christmas from Klein Equipment on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at Alice Ingersoll Gym in Canton, the Streaks lead 75-61, 3:33 to play in the ball game. Ty Peachy got fouled. And the official, the Streaks inbound of the ball on the far side of the floor, and there was an official right on top of the play. The other official that was right in front of the Streaks bench called a reach foul. The girl actually reached out and grabbed Ty, and the official right on top of the play didn't call it. The official across the floor made the call, so Ty Peachy goes to the free throw line with two shots, 3:31 to play. First one is up and good. Tie with 5 points on the night. And the foul went against Jessica Thumb. Brittany Martin back in for the Little Giants as she replaces Wilson.
Second shot for Ty is away, and this one is good. Make it 77-61. Full court pressure, 3.5 to play. This is Garlish on the dribble. Cross midcourt in the center circle. Moving screen from Mosier there, from Martin there.
Martin throwing some elbows inside of Shelby, too.
Now Martin has the top of the key. Shelby reached in, no call. Now a steal by Ty Peachy. Ty on the run. Stops at the top of the key. 3:07 to play. She'll bring it out and set the offense for the Streaks. And gets bumped in the center circle by, well, let's see, it was Harkless,
I think they're going to get Harkless with it because she's the one that came up in this bump.
And so I think that'll be her first foul. And Ty Peachy back to the free throw line with two more. She's got 6 points on the ball game. Four of those coming from the free throw line. Now make it five from the foul line. Make it 78-61. Coach Evan Massey, three minutes and 4 seconds away from win number 700 in his career. Second shot for Ty, up and good. She is 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Make it 79-61. This is Conway on the dribble. Now what's this?
What did
Shelby Pacheco got called for a foul for something?
She wasn't even on the ball, so I don't know where this foul came from. She wasn't even playing the ball. Jess Howard was playing the ball.
This guy was just absolutely watching her for some reason. I have no idea. Well, you talked about her and Martin were getting a little bit physical, so I don't know if something actually happened between them running down the court, but Shelby just fouled out of the basketball game, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I think Coach Massey wants an explanation because I don't think that.
Yeah, there.
The call was extremely late, that what happened was Martin was bringing up the ball with pressure from Jess. There was nobody else on this side of the floor.
I don't know. So Martin goes to the free throw line. First shot is up and good. 3:01 to play. Yeah, I absolutely no idea. Yeah, so Shelby wasn't near the ball at that point. So
I don't know. Unless it was a delayed whistle in which her and Martin were getting into it. But like we said, Martin was throwing elbows on Shelby down at the offensive end of the floor.
And now I knew that was getting called. Sarah Baker pushed off a little bit, had the arm out there anyway, and Martin went flying backwards to give her an Oscar on that one.
Yeah, that was a little soft.
Shelby
was just losing her bit.
Baker just fouled out. And I'm sorry, Sarah Baker is not going to be able to knock Martin over with her arm. Martin's a pretty good-sized young lady. Pretty solid.
No, and Coach Massey not happy about this. He's now lost two starters within a period of not even 20 seconds based on some, I'm going to call phantom calls. I didn't see either one of them being, and then, because it was an offensive foul, I guess.
Player control foul, so. 2:54 to play. Streaks lead 79-63. This is Conway on the dribble in the center circle. Sadie Hamilton replaced Sarah Baker. Jamie Johnson has come in and replaced. Now Jessica Howard gets called for a foul.
And ironically enough, Martin has been involved in every one of these foul calls. And
Jessica Howard's even asking the official, what happened? She said, I was getting pushed. I know that.
Yeah, well, they've kind of turned a blind eye to Martin's antics on the floor, and we've seen Martin throw an elbow in a huddle. And she wants, and Jess just kind of asks, you know, what did I do? I got pushed.
Yeah. Yeah, she had gotten pushed from behind, and there was some contact, but she had gotten pushed, and unbelievable. And that, do you notice now number 23 has been involved every time? Maybe they're noticing that now. They're still standing there talking.
Well, and Coach Massey can't believe this. He just has a look of disbelief on his face.
Oh, now they're going to maybe change.
They want to talk about. Yeah, they're going to switch this one around, and they're going to call it on Martin maybe because now they're giving Galeford the ball.
Yeah, thank you.
But they still haven't taken the foul off the board for Jess.
Yeah, so now we don't even know who it was on or what.
They called no foul.
Well, so how did we get the ball back then?
That's what they wanted. That's 5 on Martin.
Yeah. Oh, so they did call her.
They're going to call it on her.
Thank you.
And it's 5 fouls on her.
Yeah.
And a standing ovation from the Galesburg faithful here as Martin fouls out. I think the officials were the only ones that didn't catch up on her antics until late.
But, you know,
I don't like the way they did it, though, either. They had already called the foul. Fine if you want to discuss it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, before they report the foul, they should have discussed that. That should have been taken care of. And now they're going to try inbound the foul ball, but they're kind of clueless out there that was five fouls on Martin, and Martin's getting applause from both sides here. Not in the good way from the Galesburg crowd.
So Jamie Johnson inbounds into the backcourt to Ty Peachy, and she gets bumped by Conway. And so Ty Peachy back to the free throw line with two more.
I don't know if this is on purpose that they're fouling, right? That Canton's fouling, but with 2.5 left, I mean, you're down by 16, but you would think you'd try to play defense for a couple minutes here and get the ball back instead of putting the streaks at the free throw line. Now, granted, they haven't shot the best on the season, but now 7-for-7 is Ty Peachy, who came into the game as a 62% shooter.
80-63, 2:36 to play. This is a long, long second half of basketball. Second one up and good as well for Ty. 8-for-8, Ty Peachy from the free throw line. She's got 12 points on the night, and now Mosier stops and fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound Jamie Johnson for the streaks and gets fouled by Mosier.
Well, that's her fifth, I think.
I think that's her fourth.
Yeah, you're right. I think I gave her one too many.
So now we'll walk it back the other way, and Jamie Johnson will go to the free throw line with two shots for the streaks. So the streaks, what was it? On Saturday, only had one field goal in the fourth quarter, a three-pointer from Jessica Howard. We've got two threes from Jess in the fourth quarter. A little bit different situation, though, just being put at the free throw line here is the first one up and no good for Jamie. 2:28 to play, 81-63, streaks lead. Second shot is away, bounces off, no good. And Mosier comes down with a rebound, gives way to Thumb. Now this is Conway with it across midcourt left side. Conway dribbles to the free throw line, now spins the other way. Nice move, gets it up off the glass and good. Nice move by Allie Conway. And make it 81-65 on the inbound, but Conway reaches in on Maddie Boyer, so we'll walk it down again and shoot two more. Maddie Boyer with 6 points on the game on a couple of three-pointers. Foul went against Conway. That is her
fourth,
okay.
So a lot of Canton players in some major foul trouble. Martin's already fouled out. She fouled out with 14 points, four rebounds.
And I don't know if Coach Langhoff is conceding now, but he's got five new players waiting to come in.
I would imagine, and as Coach Massey's talked about constantly throughout the season, it kind of looks bad that he doesn't bring in five new players, but again,
but
they all play.
He does.
He does that within the first minute of the game. So,
first free throw up and good for Maddie Boyer. Make it 82-65.
And I don't think the streaks are going to be breaking any three-point records tonight unless somebody just jacks up one against coach's orders, because I would imagine he doesn't want them shooting up putting the score any higher than it is.
Yeah, and he's talked about how tough that is. When do you decide is the second free throw no good? A tie up on the rebound and the possession arrow points for Canton as Sadie Hamilton got a hold of it. But yeah, it's tough because you just keep doing this is how we play. But he obviously in this fourth quarter has pulled it out and run some time off the clock, and they haven't been just throwing up the threes. Shot blocked by Jessica Howard. Sadie Hamilton down with a rebound. Gives Ty Peachy. Ty across midcourt, top of the key, gives to Jamie Johnson. Now back to Ty in the center circle. Streaks content to spread the floor a little bit.
That was a good no call right there. Yeah. Gage fouled, but she just lost her balance, and Ty was just dribbling it out anyway.
So Maddie Boyer gives to Ty Peachy in the center circle. A reach by
Well, that one you probably could have called. There was a little bit more contact on that one.
Now Maddie Boyer right of the center circle. Ty had to go into the backcourt to pick it up after it got knocked away by Gage. Now Boyer picks up, looks for help. Got to move to the ball. Here you go. Get it to Ty Peachy in the circle. Now they're going to call it. As Gage
third time's a charm for Olympia Gage. She hit Peachy three times, and finally it was called in the last one.
So Ty Peachy back to the free throw line for the fourth time in this quarter and the fifth time of the ball game, with 1:23 to play. And Sarah Nelson's going to get some playing time, playing with that wearing a face mask. She'd gotten hit in the nose. That was what? Was that the Metamora game?
It's a while back.
A while ago. It was a Saturday game. I was thinking Metamora.
Actually, wasn't it Thursday against UT? I think it was against
UT.
Oh,
was it? Okay, yeah, it was the UT game.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was the UT game.
Ty Peachy at the line. First shot up and good. Second one she missed. First one she's missed on the night. So she's 9 for 10 from the foul line. That's pretty impressive.
Oh,
also, the freshman Jessica Lieber seeing her first varsity action tonight. She's in there with Megan Young, Jennifer Markley, Katarina Mangieri, and Sarah Nelson. 1:17 to play, and Gage lost control of it. Sarah Nelson saved it, and now Gage came back in from out of bounds and touched it, and the Streaks will get it with 1:12 to play.
I don't even have a spot on my stat sheet for Jessica Lieber. Didn't know we were going to be seeing her up at the varsity level tonight.
Yeah, she's dressed the last couple of games. First playing time she's gotten, though. She'll take the dribble to the right wing. Brings it out, swing it over to Katarina Mangieri on the left wing. Katarina brings it back out to Jessica Lieber. Top of the key, now drives in the paint. Scoops up the shot off of glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Morgan McClowry. 49 seconds to play. Left wing with Gage has it. Now top of the key, stolen away by Lieber. Jessica brings it down right side, all the way down. Leans in up off the glass and got it.
Got her first varsity points.
Varsity points for Jessica Lieber. Make it 85-65 Streaks. 35 seconds to play in the ball game. Left wing near steal by Megan Young. Gage has it. Drives into the paint. Lost control. Ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to go off of Katarina Mangieri with 27.2 seconds to play.
This is always tough playing time for players like Jessica Lieber, who are getting their first varsity experience, or Sarah Nelson, who hasn't gotten a lot of time because of the mask, because you still want to play through and play your normal game. But the coach also wants you to ease up a little bit.
Jessica Lieber with the steal. Ahead to Megan Young. Layup up off the glass and good. And they get 87-65, 15 seconds to play. Gage for Canton, top of the key. A near steal by Megan Young. Gage gets it out on the left side to Elena Keller. Keller on the dribble. Kicks out to Harris. Now Gage knocked away by Jessica Lieber with 1 second to play. And Streaks head coach Evan Massey, everybody holding up their signs, picking up win number 700 for his career. And it comes, shot no good at the buzzer. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Canton Little Giants. Final score, Galesburg 87, Canton 65. And nice of PA announcer Jim Fluter, as he just mentioned that Streaks head coach Evan Massey picked up win number 700 on his career. Final score once again, 87-65. We'll come back and talk about this one. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When I step onto your farm, I am dedicated to serving you. I will offer only the best seed for your farm. I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dyna-Grow.
When you choose Dyna-Grow seed and CPS, you can be sure you are getting the best seed for your farm. I'm Gary Hager with CPS in Oneida. Call me at 221-7091.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, your local Guardian generator dealer. By Amy Howard Shelter Insurance Agent on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Shelter insurance for auto, life, and home. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By attorneys Roberts and Wilcox and Statham at GalesburgLaw.com. By Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By medical and surgical specialists, Drs. Tom Patterson and John McClain. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I'm Bill Butts. Divorce can be a disaster to the family situation, for grandparents, uncles, and aunts, as well as obviously to the children. That's why Illinois courts now favor mediation as a way of allowing the parents to work together to keep all these family relationships as intact as possible. Our office is committed to this goal.
If you're going through the complicated challenges of a divorce, turn to someone who has your family's best interests at heart. Turn to Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg.
Have you ever wondered what I do when I'm not asleep? The threaded toys, the slobbery fuse. I know, we have an issue. There is a solution. Kong stuff and paste. You just squeeze a little liver or some peanut butter paste into a Kong. Go ahead, get me one. There's bunches of sizes and shapes. Or I'd even take a Bob-a-Lot or a Buster Cube. Please.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
McDonald's new bacon and cheese Angus Third Pounder. Until this moment, 10 million taste buds seemed redundant. Now, you fear there may not be enough. The thick 100% Angus beef alone will require 7 million. A million for each strip of crispy bacon, another million for the cheese, a half a million for the crinkle-cut pig. Hold the phone. Is that another strip of bacon? Angus Axiom number 72. A bigger bang for your bite. At participating McDonald's.
On and on she went about how it was the best $10 she ever spent. Hey, I'm cute, cuddly, but I'm messy. For $10, my person picks up a Krypton mat. It blocks odors, stains, moisture, and bacteria. Plus, it's waterproof, easy to clean, and made right here in the U.S. of A. She says this Krypton mat works great under my food and water bowls. She even put one on the sofa.
Where there's a problem, there's a solution. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends. Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee. By the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg. And by Dickerson's Photography. Timeless images for you and your family.
Did you know for $12 a month you could have renter's insurance? A shelter renter's insurance policy would protect your possessions and cover liability losses that could cost you thousands. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. Call me today, 343-2428.
The official WGIL forecast tonight is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. This is Healthcare. Tonight, cloudy, chance of snow, near steady temp around 25, gust around 20 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light snow or freezing drizzle in the morning, becoming patchy in the afternoon, high of 35. And tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of freezing rain or freezing drizzle, near steady temp around 30. Currently, it is 28 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the day's auto body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Alcorn Carlin postgame show, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense.
Back here at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Canton High School, Tom Aradeth along with Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Canton Little Giants 87-65. The final score, Streaks head coach Evan Massey picks up win number 700 in his career. Good night tonight for the Streaks. Kind of a different type of ball game. And, you know, Coach mentioned it in the pregame that they were going to be a physical team. It was, especially in that fourth quarter, became a pretty physical basketball game. But overall, another good effort by the Streaks. And like we said, we've seen them improve at something each and every game. And tonight was one of those nights where when the threes went up early, they were falling early and often.
Well, and that's what's key for this game. And the offensive rebounds were also pretty good there in the first half. Now, the Streaks didn't shoot it all that great from inside the arc, only 3 for 12 in the first half, but they came out, they were 3 for 4 from inside the arc in the second half and played a much more solid game, I think, all around than we've seen in the past. And again, as we talked before the game, the team is growing. They're looking better on the offensive end, moving the ball. We saw better ball movement when the Little Giants would sneak back into that 2-3, and we also saw a good job with the defense. Now, yeah. The penetration I don't think was as good as we've seen in games past, but the Streaks came out and hit 11 threes in that first half, so I think that kind of took away from it. The girls wanted to look for that three-pointer, so we didn't see as much emphasis on the drive.
Yeah, this was one of those nights, one of the things that I think you just touched on that they did improve on, that full-court pressure. Obviously, this Canton team maybe not as quick or fast as some of the other teams we've seen, but we did a better job, I think, of getting back and getting preventing those a lot of those easy layups.
Yeah, and that's always good. The defense did a good job sitting back, And I think that Coach Massey's finally instilling in the girls that when you get beat with that initial trap, you've got to get back down the floor. Now, we saw them get burned a few times, but that's going to happen. You're going to get burned. No trap's going to work, or no press is going to work all game long. But Sarah Baker did a good job getting back defensively on a lot of those plays, and she was able to divert some of those easy layups that we've seen them get in the past.
Final once again, the Streaks victorious, 85-67. Glad to have you along on the post game. Brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Carlin. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. We'll come back, take a look at some stats, also have a chance to chat with the coach who won his 700th tonight, Coach Evan Massey, and we'll name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game all coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you.
You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners.
Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Key Largo. Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
There's nothing like the sweet, sensuous allure of
chocolate.
And once your mind gets set on
chocolate,
you've got to have it. So head over to McDonald's for a McCafe hot
chocolate
or mocha. Real steamed milk blended with oodles of velvety
chocolate
syrup, fluffy whipped cream, and topped off with a decadent
chocolate
drizzle. McCafe your day with a mocha or hot
chocolate.
At participating McDonald's.
No, we're not there yet. Put your seatbelt on.
Patsy, what are you doing?
I'm practicing for the holiday shuffle.
How about this one? You should have went before we left.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists Incorporated in Galesburg, Monmouth, and Kewaunee, by the Hearing Clinic and Dr. Peter Hausline, ENT in Galesburg, and by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family.
Dr. Thomas Patterson performs a no-scalpel vasectomy, a technique done through a tiny puncture instead of incisions. It's less traumatic, shortens recovery time, and typically takes less than 30 minutes. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McLean, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
This is Jeff Klink at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg, the area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
Season's greetings from Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back here at Alice Ingersoll Gym, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. The final score once again, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeat the Canton Little Giants 87-65. Coach Evan Massey picks up his 700th win of his career. Coach Massey joining us right now. Brought to you by Galesburg Electric, your local Guardian generator dealer. Coach, first off, congratulations on the win, and congratulations on win number 700 for your career.
Well, thank you very much. Very nice. You know, a lot of people did nice things tonight and stuff, and appreciate that. And, you know, and the other thing is that what's from a coach's standpoint, what's nice is that these kids being the one that get the milestone, I think it gives them a sense of being tied to the earlier teams. And I know my brother did this in volleyball, and his daughter was on the team. And I know for her it was really special because she, growing up, had seen a lot of players that she, emulated, and they were her heroes. And then for her to get that win and be part of that, I think that made her feel very special.
Well, this has been a team that we saw early on. There was some ups and downs and inconsistencies, but as the season's progressed and the last few games especially, you know, we pointed out things that we've seen each and every game that you've gotten better at. One of those things tonight as getting back on the press and not giving up a lot of easy layups.
I thought today, you know, if if you put college men's bodies on the floor. Tonight was the closest
was
we were. If you were looking at it and you didn't know it was high school girls, mm-hmm. what happened tonight was as close as we've come to emulating what Grinnell does. That you look, that there were so many times in the first half we had Canton with 27 turnovers, mm-hmm. and there were times where they're just turning around and they're in such a state of panic, they're just right. firing the ball. And stuff. So it was neat to in that way. And then we came down and right off the bat, you know, hitting the threes and stuff. So it was a special night for us that way. This may have been against a good team, may have been as good a game as we've had.
Yeah, and I think they were somewhat shell shocked. It seemed like early, like you said, they came down and on against the press. Sometimes they were just turning, just wanting to get rid of the ball. I mean,
exactly. And, you know, sure that somebody was going to be there and picking right. it up and just throwing it and stuff. And tonight was a good example. What we were doing, I think, was we succeeded in making maybe their third and fourth and fifth best ball handlers have to make decisions, and they couldn't make the decisions and stuff. So a big night that way. And offensively, they changed defenses, and we didn't have any real sense of panic, so it turned out to be a positive.
Yeah, it was nice. I know at one point I think they had switched from that 2-3. They're pressuring, switch to a 1-3-1, and you got an easy wide open three from straight on for Jess with a nice pick near the free throw line.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing from a coaching standpoint of when you don't worry about how far out you're going to shoot the ball, how you really don't worry what the zone is, that eventually you have a sense wherever a zone is, eventually you're going to get the shots.
Also, this was probably the most physical team you played. I don't know if they are the most physical, but they played the most physical, I think, that you've seen thus far this year. And I thought your girls did a nice job handling that, especially down the stretch. It was getting a little bit chippy at times, and I thought your girls did a good job keeping their composure and handling the physical play.
Yeah, definitely. I think Canton, I don't mean this to sound wrong, but I think they're a team that's going to test your composure with their physicalness. And I thought our kids did a pretty good job as far as handling that.
Well, Evan, once again, want to congratulate you on win number 700. I know there's a lot of them to think back on, and this has got to be obviously a memorable one with this group of young ladies and so many players. I was kind of looking at the list of accomplishments. Actually, I think my wife took the other list. They had your whole list of accomplishments on it. Some amazing feats, and you've had a lot of great players. And this, I guess this year has to be especially satisfying for you because it's a little bit different in some ways. You don't have Division I players running around on the floor for you. Not that you've had a ton mm-hmm. of them, but you've had some, and it's just a totally different kind of group that's having some success.
Definitely. I mean, this is, you know, what I've been fortunate with, you know, with maybe, you know, there might be one or two teams that I'd say are the exception, but otherwise, for, you know, however many years I've coached, I could honestly say that year was my favorite team, and that's, true right now, that I think as long as, you know, when you're in coaching, where you're not looking back and you enjoy the group that you're with, I think it's a good occupation, and I've been very fortunate to have a lot of kids that way.
Well, good way to head into the holiday, and of course, next Monday, head down to something brand new, the Charleston Tournament. Evan, have a good Christmas, you and all your family, your team as well.
Thank you, and this, I think, tying things together, I think both dad and mom of yours would be happy tonight.
Oh, you bet. Thanks, Coach. That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game. We'll take another timeout and come back and run down our stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Where do you turn for legal advice? Choosing an attorney should be more than a trip to the Yellow Pages. For bankruptcy, divorce, personal injury, estate planning, or a criminal case, get experienced legal representation. Robertson, Wilcox, and Statham, Attorneys at Law, 139 South Cherry Street, Galesburg, or at galesburglaw.com.
Live coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Bill Gaither Photography. Visit online at billgaitherphotography.com.
and by Bond Construction Company, Galesburg's premier building and remodeling contractors.
Life can be a balancing act. Let me help simplify things. I'm Amy Howard, your shelter insurance agent in Galesburg. At Shelter Insurance, we can insure your auto, home, and life. Let me take care of the business of life so you have time to enjoy it. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com.
Dr. John McClain knows that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you want a doctor to take time to educate you about your illness and the treatment options and explain the detail of chemotherapy. Medical and surgical specialist doctors Thomas Patterson and John McClain, 834 North Seminary, Suite 502.
Live coverage of GHS girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team begins play in the 2009 Charleston Holiday Tournament at 5:45 Monday against Edwardsville. Coverage begins after Galesburg High School girls basketball against Urbana on WGIL.
Back at a very dark Alice Ingersoll gym.
They're trying to get us out of here, Tom.
With Galesburg Silver Streaks defeated the Canton Little Giants by a final of, if I can see it here, even with my glasses on, it's so dark now. 87-65 was the final score. I think they got the mention off here. They're tired of us celebrating Coach Massey's 700th win.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a quick look, since they want us out of here, at our post-game stats. Brought to you by Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in Galesburg. Scoring-wise, streaks led by Jessica Howard with 22 points, including 7 three-pointers. 4 points for Sarah Baker before she fouled out. 6 for Shelby Pacheco before fouling out. 7 for Maddie Boyer. Ty Peachy with 11 points, including 9 for 10 from the free throw line. 16 for Mickey Rodriguez, including 4 three-pointers. 7 points for Sadie Hamilton. 6 for Jamie Johnson, including a couple of threes. 3 points for Katarina Mangieri on a 3, 2 for Megan Young, and 2 for Jessica Lieber, her first varsity points. Streaks, I had us 23 for 34 from the free throw line. For Canton, they were led by Mallory Mosier with 21 points. 18 of those came in the first half. She had a 3-pointer in the fourth quarter. 10 points for Brittany Martin before fouling out. 5 for Allie Conway. 8 for Katie Harkless. Stevie Joachim with 5, 2 for Maggie Harris, 10 points for Beth Wilson off the bench.
Well, the Streaks shot it pretty well in all due respect. 17 of 48 from distance, so a pretty decent night shooting, as the Streaks have had struggles. They shot at 11 for 31 in the first half from downtown, 6 of 17 in the second half. And from inside the arc, though, not as successful, 6 of 16. You'd like to see that number of much closer to 50%, although with how few they shot, I mean, it wasn't a terrible number. And then I had them at 24 of 34 from the free throw line, but nonetheless, much better job shooting the free throws than we've seen in the past. 34 total rebounds for the Streaks as opposed to the 37 for Canton. In all reality, the Canton was getting a lot of defensive, or there weren't a lot of rebounds to be had on the Canton end in the first half as they shot it so well, but turned the ball over so much. And I had the turnover difference at 33 turnovers for Canton and 19 for the Streaks. So a very good game for the Streaks all around, I think, in this one. And you've got to be happy to come out with a win against a 10-1 team.
87-65, the final score. Streaks now 8-6 on the season as we head into the holiday break, and the Streaks will play a week from today, next Monday, down at the Charleston Tournament. They'll take on Urbana, a 4:00 game in the – or, excuse me, 4:30 game on no, wait, is it 4:30? I've got it somewhere here. Anyway, nonetheless, we'll have the game for you coming up a week from today, Monday afternoon. Getting ready to wrap up our post game, brought to you by the law firm of Alcorn Cartland. Even the best offense needs a good legal defense. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, one thing we've harped on throughout the season, free throws, free throws, free throws, and the Streaks overall had not shot them very well. But tonight, one young lady stepped up and, in fact, hit her first, I believe, 8 in a row before missing. Ended the game 9 for 10 from the free throw line. 11 points, had one basket to go along with that. Ty Peachy, and did a nice job. And when Kent decided they needed to foul down the stretch in that fourth quarter, they fouled Ty. She went to the free throw line 4 times in that fourth quarter and hit 7 or 8 out of 9 during that stretch. So we said those are very important, and Ty Peachy showed tonight that the Streaks are capable of doing that.
Well, and the other thing that's always important too is the ball handling, and really realistically, Ty had a very good game dictating the offense and running the offense, and then also moving the ball inside and outside. So sometimes she gets overlooked because she's not a quote-unquote shooter.
Right.
But at the point guard, you have to be the facilitator, and I think she did a very fine job of that today. And we saw that the streaks got started early with some big-time long three-pointers from Jess, but those three-pointers were hit mostly on passes by Ty or plays that Ty started.
So congratulations to Ty Peachy, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Final once again, 87-65. The Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up the win. Evan Massey picking up win number 700 for his career. Thanks to our studio engineer tonight, Chaz Pig. By the way, 4:30 is the start week from today. Monday, 4:30 tip-off between the GHS girls and Urbana down at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. So we'll take the air at 4:06 next Monday afternoon. Once again, thanks to Chaz Pig for helping us out tonight. Streaks victorious for Eric Gibson. I'm Tom Erta saying good night from Canton.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.